It's Harpy time. I'm sorry I'm late. I am sorry I'm late. We have a serious thing to talk about. I love you. I love the Phantom Menace. I love everything you stand for and we stand for. But we have some work to do. We have some progress to make. All of us. Me too. I'm an asshole. I admit it. I'm an asshole. I say stupid shit all the time. You know, I blame growing up on naughty music. I was a kid listening to a lot of stuff I shouldn't have. I have a very nasty sense of humor sometimes. I have a cruel sense of humor sometimes. I'm a curmudgeon. I know I am. I know I'm a curmudgeon. I know I say and do things. Like, for example, I fucked up big saying the Zack Snyder's daughter thing. Yeah. So here I am growing up listening to the music I listen. You know, I'm so... Here's the thing with cancel culture. I'm afraid that I have said or done things that would make me afraid to invite people who I've admired, like members of GWAR, onto my channel. And if you're out there, I'd love to still have you on. I'm an idiot. I say stupid shit. I don't mean anything by it. I really don't. So I get afraid to invite people on my channel because I hear people tell me how horrible and deplorable and how bad I am. And I start believing them. And like I said, I love the Phantom Menace. I love this community. I love what it stands for. We are the punk rock. We are making our own thing. Same thing with Comic Skate. Same thing with indie gaming. Same thing with this is punk rock right here. We are punk rock. We are out there doing our own. We're saying the shit that people are afraid for us to say. And that's part of life. You make mistakes and you learn. And one of the things that I have learned is that I can't have a lot of respect if I'm not honest. And I've got to stand up and say and call out bullshit and hypocritical behavior when I see it. Because I know I'm guilty of it too. I am one of the biggest hypocrites out there. You know it. And yeah, I'm putting on my makeup. Sounds like I'm apologizing. Oh, no. I'm not apologizing for... You know, is it an apology?
No way.
Holy shit, Jock Nerdy, thank you so much. Donated $20 to Super Chat. Fuck cancel culture. And thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jock Nerdy. No, I'm sorry that I... haven't had the balls to kind of stand up for a few things here and there that I believe in. And when some people get hypocritical, I don't call it out. And I probably should. Because I get too afraid of going against the group and going against the grain and ruffling feathers. And I get too afraid of losing the viewers by talking shit about the community. That's the thing that I do. And you know what? The viewers go where they're going to go, no matter what you say and do.
Excellent.
Greg Kirby. Amazing Mecca. Hella Tom. The Ding Dong. I cancel Tong for defending Karens. Oh, you know. Here's the thing. We'll get into that. But thank you so much, Greg Kirby. We'll get to that. There's a lot I'm getting off my chest tonight. And this is part one of probably many, many parts. And I'm recording this, too, for prosperity. Don't know the word, but it is that time in the night where we're a little relaxed. And here's the thing. I don't like having to ignore some of the hypocritical, stupid shit that people do in our own community just because they're friends or they're colleagues or... And, you know, if I do stupid shit, tell me and I'll say, oh, shit, I shouldn't have done that. But going to the lengths of... shaming, shunning, blacklisting, all of these things. That's really not okay. And for me to feel like I am intimidated into being silenced. That is a big common theme, especially if you're a woman, especially if you're in one of these communities where it's a very large community and you don't want to rock the boat and don't want to ruffle feathers and you don't want to misstep and you don't want to step on anyone's toes. Because, well, it wouldn't be very respectful now, would it? Except in the case of, you know, the clear and obvious bullshit when people in our community want to talk shit about everybody behind the scenes, behind the scenes just to say, you should go fight this person. You should go fight that person. Uh-huh. I don't care. I don't want it anymore. I don't give a fuck. I'm tired of fighting people. I'm tired of fighting people. Long story short, I was kind of unaware of the whole Zack Snyder thing because I had already kind of been a little bit not included in the community with a lot of stuff. Kind of already treated after a while. There's a long story to this. This is the most recent bit. I wasn't aware that they were doing the charity thing because I don't really care about Zack Snyder. I don't care about Justice League. You know me. I'm more interested in talking about like the Star Trek and Star Wars more so than the superhero stuff. Unless it's something really, really outrageous like, you know, the blackface Superman crap or whatever the hell they want to do now. That I'll talk about until the cows come home because I find that to be a social issue. And I love talking about the social issues more than the ins and outs of like the comic stuff. So for whatever reason, I don't know. I had been doing a lot of like baking streams because I want to do something that's more fun and contributes. But for whatever reason, I was unaware that they were doing some Zack Snyder. I still call him Jack. Zack Snyder charity stream. Didn't know that they were doing that. Apparently, Zack Snyder came in and threw the charity money in their face for a lot of these people in the community and said he wanted to distance himself from the Geeks and Gamers community, and he was talking about the logo. He didn't want to be associated with the logo, and then he was talking about some somewhat brothel that was shot up or something. So the furthest thing on his mind was his charity anyway. And I'm like, oh, fuck him. Fuck Zack Snyder. Right? Father of the year. He should have his feelings hurt. Whatever I said. Yeah, it was a stupid thing. You shouldn't have said it. I deleted the video where I said it. Then I had people trying to come at me and yell. And whenever I get backed into a corner, I come at you 10 times more. And I'll do that. I will do that. Because I don't like the drama. Right? I don't like the drama. I figure, well, if I delete something, that's already kind of an admission of, oh, shit, I misgauged that. But, you know, after hearing the George Carlin, you know, some rich C-word doesn't want to eat, fucker, those sort of jokes, didn't really think too much of crossing the line there. Apparently, that was so deplorable, though. And according to some people at Midnight's Edge. Now, keep in mind, I did run this by Rob. We did the first video we did together, and we had cut that line out. And he's like, oh, yeah, you should. Yeah, I wouldn't say that. So I'm like, all right, I'll take it out. I put it in my rant on the next day where it was actually reacting to the smear campaign of, you know, the community that put together the charity event that raised $100,000 for that charity. And it was in that video, right? And that was the video where I said that, and then I had a couple people trying, oh, you should report that, you should flag, you should do all this. So they were trying to cancel me outside the community. Then all of a sudden, I get word that I'm not allowed to be associated with quote-unquote Midnight's Edge anymore because they can't be seen with me. I'm too deplorable because I said a thing. Then I go live to complain about how I'm canceled that next day, and I'm getting in my DMs, and that's the thing that you guys saw over on Twitter, getting in my DMs, all of this garbage of, you knew you were going to be canceled, you knew the consequences of saying this, really, because nobody told me any consequences of any of these things, nobody told me the consequences. Look, it says, I love the misfits you put out. Oh, thank you. Oh, I got more back there, I got more. More of your eating, such greetings, Mecca, at work now. You have to show support. Love you, Mecca. I'll always be in your corner. Fucking cancel culture. Yeah, thank you so much. Watching Trey's goodbye. Looks good on them. Snyder's one of the most disgusting people in Hollywood, and the people that mock him in Hollywood will always be willing, used to be used by him, and couldn't wait to be associated with him, LOL. See, and I didn't care. I don't want access. That's the thing. I'm not in access to the Hollywood stars, you know? Like, if people in bands want to be on my channel, I'm a music geek. You can tell. I'm a music geek, and I like Godzilla, and I like Star Trek and Star Wars and stuff. Excellent! Thank you so much. Like, I don't pretend to be as knowledgeable on comics. Like, I collected Archie and EC Horror back in the day. I don't pretend to know more than I do. And I was trying to tell people, and I have a kind of this no bullshitting people policy, and I'm disgusted with myself that I'm sitting there weighing for months this back and forth. Do I just shut up? Do I get extorted and basically blackmailed into shutting up because I'm getting threatened that, oh, you'll regret it. You're already blacklisted. You can't say anything. Why? I got word from some friends that apparently it was Gary from Nerdrotic who said that Tom wasn't allowed to be on Friday Night Tights if they didn't disassociate with me. So I don't know why. Is he in charge now? I don't know. Nobody told me. Joe Nerd Show, thank you so much. Cancel culture. Fucking we are stronger, better, faster. Thank you so much, Joe Nerd Show. Greg Kirby, I love your streams. And I'm going to keep streaming. I'm not going to go anywhere. I look like crap. Why am I looking like crap going live? It's because my voice is gone. I'm sorry. So, here's the thing. After dedicating years out of my life and helping other people's channels grow, especially the After Dark channel, and ever since Star Trek Las Vegas last time, there's been this weird rift and I'm dating Rob. Everybody knows that. I'm not going to put Rob in the position where he has to feel like there's this tug of war between me and them. I don't think that's fair to him. I don't think that's fair. So I haven't asked him to really do anything other than kind of, you know what, I'm going to do what I need to do, and you can be supportive or whatever. I'm not demanding anybody going, it's me or them shit. I'm not demanding any of this. Yeah, I mean, because I figure people would be mature enough to understand that, yeah, people are going to say some stupid shit from time to time. But acting like snowflakes and canceling somebody or blacklisting or shunning or any of the stuff they do because you're that triggered by a Zack Snyder comment, when I have heard body shaming on shows like Friday Night Tights, I have heard, you know, a lot of other racist sort of stuff behind the scenes, sexist stuff, all of these things. Like, how come you're morally superior and more high and mighty? And here's the thing. I do owe Jeff and the viewers on the High Council an apology. That's what I really, really owe you guys. Because this is why I kind of snapped a little bit at Tom over there. And I'm sorry for doing it so out of the blue like that on the air, because this is what it really, really led up to, was this, it is kind of hypocritical behavior to hear this Spider-Man discussion. This is kind of, this Roboto. Thank you so much, $2 super chat. What did your producer Jeremy say? Kidding, but be well. Oh, thank you so much. I don't know. I don't really keep track of and keep tabs on a lot of this stuff. But this isn't like the first time I've had a huge blowout with Tom and gone live after the fact. This is probably like the fourth or fifth one. They usually just get deleted. So here's the thing. When I start hearing shit like, now he starts talking crap about the whole J. Scott Campbell. Is that the guy's name? The guy who drew Spider-Man and Mary Jane and the sexy thing. And that's the big cover. That's the big controversy this week. And that Star Wars girl has gone and posed for it. I think, didn't she? I don't know if she redrew it or not, but I know she posed for it. But they were using her as an example of, oh, well, we shouldn't go in and redraw some SJW art. I'm like, well, why? She's professional. Okay. Well, that's even worse because she's professional and she's telling them how to do it better. Okay, but Critical Drinker is a professional author named Will Jordan, and he does go in and criticize people's writing, doesn't he? So why can't you? I mean, wouldn't that be better because you have people who can do it better and just pay them more, right? The actual professionals who aren't getting the work, who probably should be. The people who are capable of giving their audience what they want, why can't they? But no, you can't criticize and you can't point out hypocrisy without people getting really, really pissed at you. So I'm kind of tired of it, and I'm not going to lie about this anymore. I'm not going to hide the fact that this happened, and there's been a lot of shit over the years that's been happening that I'm not taking anymore. I'm kind of done taking that, and I'm not really in the mood to be threatened that if I, you know, don't delete a private DM that clearly has the context right there on my Twitter, I don't want you deciding that I have to be blackmailed into, oh, I'm gonna get my lawyer and you're gonna, no, you don't get to threaten me like that. I'm tired of my channel being held hostage. I'm tired of my integrity being held hostage. I'm gonna say and I'm gonna do what I'm going to say. If you have a problem with that, then that's a you problem, and you don't get to hold me hostage. You don't get to make it so that I'm not allowed to criticize or say or point out, and you don't get to pull this whole wokier than thou shit. This is not what we're about. You know, this, we do have flaws, all of us. You know, I say a bunch of stupid shit. I'm going to say stupid. This isn't the dumbest thing I'm going to say today. And I know that. And I know that. Sorry, this is a dictatorship, the Phantom Menace. It feels like it sometimes. It kind of feels like it if you go against some of them, or if you point out, or if you dislike. I mean, you know, I love you guys. That's what I say. I love the community we've got here. We've got a great no bullshit sort of community, but we've gotten to the point where it's become too tribal. It used to be this kind of free-flowing punk rock sort of symbiotic thing, and now it's kind of swarmed into this super tribal thing. And the people who kind of distance themselves from the drama are like the best people. But then again, they're not the ones getting, you know, the flow of the viewership, because the viewers kind of follow the flow of the biggest fish in the pond, so, as it were. I love your stupid shit, Greg Kirby. I'm not going to delete it. I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to be held hostage for this anymore. I'm tired of this shit. And, you know, I don't want to be treated like my colleagues are abusive partners. That's just the thing. I'm done with that. I don't care anymore. So, Angry Panda, I love you too. So if I don't show up on the big streams, I mean, you guys haven't seen me on there anyway. I think Gary's had a problem with me for 2 years or something, from what I know. I don't know what the crap. I don't care. He's got a great channel. He's a great guy. He's got a great community. This is all hearsay. This is all from what I'm hearing from other people. And like I said, there's a lot of people. If you saw my tweet, there's some people out there who just want to start shit with you from here and there and everywhere. But this is the thing. I don't want to just kind of hang out in chats everywhere where I think I'm being shunned. And if I think I'm being shunned, then, you know, I'm just going to go and hang out over with the skater boys who are kind of cute, or I'm going to go hang out at the rock and roll places, because the rock and roll places are at least places I've been before and kind of want to hang out at again. And I miss it, you know? I miss that. It's getting really, really shitty. So, I guess I get tired of it. Like, I'm such a Twitch now, just following SJC. Well, thank you so much, Steve Karras. Sub to Twitch. Oh, you sub to me here. Well, thank you. Okay, cancel someone who doesn't give a fuck. That's the thing. Like, I'm tired of feeling like I'm getting canceled. You know, I'm tired of feeling like I gotta walk on eggshells. And thank you so much, Holland Girl. Never change, Mecca. We support you. And don't like bullies coming after you, Queen. I say stupid shit. I know I say stupid shit. I fly off the handle. I'm a nut job. That's my shtick. That's my job. That's why you subscribe to me, because I'm going to say something outrageous, right? If I'm going to say something fucking outrageous, I don't understand what the problem is. This guy, you've got a great channel. Well, thank you. Oh, Lord. Love the cooking stream. So trill and chill, no drama. And that's one of the things. If I'm feeling like the community isn't really there, like, I still love you guys. I love the Phantom Menace. I love the members of the Phantom Menace. I don't like the bullshit behind the scenes drama of some of the bigger channels in the communities that I think feel like they control the things, in my opinion. That's what it feels like. That's what it seems like. And, you know, it just seems like there's one little source of bullshit drama where people are just talking shit behind the scenes to everybody, trying to get everybody coming after you. And I don't like that. I don't like it when people come into my DMs and say, you got to start a fight with this person. You got to start a fight with this person. I'm not starting fights with people. I'm done. And if I got to call out the one fucking person who's making it so I'm, you know, then I'm not going to deal with it. So never quit or cowardly, never give up, never surrender. That's where I'm at. I expect this from SJWs. Well, yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing. I keep hearing all these reports. And, I wouldn't be a very good job of breaking through all the bullshit now if I kept information from you. So I keep hearing reports, and I keep seeing in comments that you guys are telling me that there's some actual controlled opposition coming in from Hollywood somewhere. Now, you've named a couple of channels here and there that have been controlled up. Like, and I don't want to, like, repeat back any of the names that are, like, when I say this, But it just seems so odd which channels are allowed to just kind of flourish and grow and which channels are squished and suppressed. And it seems so odd to me, which, because, you know, if you guys, do you guys listen to Sticks, Hex, and Hammer? I've been listening to him more and more lately. And he flat out says, if you are not one of the, if you don't have corporate backing, your channel's just going to get squashed and not go anywhere. And now I noticed my channel started getting squashed right when they changed the algorithm to protect you know who. So sorry I did like a million videos on the subject, but that's kind of how you want to snowball your channel. So if people get sick of it, I find it funny and I find her to be a meme, right? And I find it to be very insufferable to have to deal with all this like drama BS and clicks and garbage, because you know what? I'm gonna fucking do my shit. I'm gonna have my channel. If people wanna stick around and watch me, great. I'm gonna try and incorporate more shit that I enjoy, like cooking streams and stuff like that. And I'm gonna try and enjoy myself on YouTube, because I'm not here for drama and BS. That's why I stopped playing Yo-Kai Watch. There's too much drama and BS with some of the Yo-Kai Watch YouTubers. They're what? Yeah, I know, Nintendo YouTubers. There's drama and BS, and I'm not gonna be part of it. I want to be a fucking part of it. You don't understand what actually happened. Long story short, people got pissed at me over the Snyder comment. Have been kind of holding it over my head for a while, trying to fucking blackmail me. I still blame the Smoking Man, 50 Shades of Beige. Not blackmail. Extort. Is that a better word? Trying to keep me silent? Trying to keep me from saying anything, like I'm the bad... I said a stupid fucking thing. Oh, I admit it. I wish I could take it back. I wish I could go back in time and just say, you know what? Don't upload that video. I wish I could do that. I really, really wish I could. But you can't, right? And I don't like having stupid shit held over my head. I don't like having stupid shit... holding me hostage. That's what it feels like. It feels like I'm not allowed to speak my mind. And if you know anything about me, I am somebody who speaks my mind. Sandra Hammerslag, just be yourself, Megan Smart. I'm sorry I snapped at you yesterday, or it sounded like I did. I don't know if it sounded like I did. I went back and like, oh shit, people thought I was probably mad at you. I was not. I was just trying to figure out how to stream from my freaking phone, which it wasn't working, but. Oh, and Joe Nerd Show, thank you so much for the super chat. Thanks for being you. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Nikki McCabe, I'm so out of the loop. It's not a loop. It's just, like, I'm, you know, I love these channels. I love the guys running these channels. Just frickin', we're all fucking stupid, aren't we? We're all hypocrites. We're all stupid hypocrites. For fuck's sake. I mean, holding the community hostage of, you're gonna lose your channel if you don't follow this flow and this swarm, and if you don't say the exact same things. I'm not playing that game. I'm not dealing with that shit. You know, you got great communities. You got a great channels. All you guys have great channels. I love you. I'm not playing these games, all right? I'm not playing it. I'm not playing that he said this and he said that in a DM. No, fuck off. We're not dealing with it. Our comic books making a comeback, Enigma says. You know, if we make them ourselves, they will. I want to make a comic book. Sticks the Clank Master here. He's cool. Like, stupid YouTube. Okay, here's the stupid thing. Excellent! Oh, Max Lauren, thank you so much for the super chat. Your show is fun, drama or not. I'll keep watching. Well, thank you. Thank you. And that's the thing. That's why, you know, if I bring people on, they're going to be people I want to have on. And if you guys don't know who the crap they are, I'm sorry. But, yeah. Sailor Wolf, I'm wholly familiar with the cancel bullshit. Just tell them the fuck off. That's where I'm at here. I'm just like, it stresses me out. It makes me crazy. I lose confidence when I feel like I am beholden to someone. And I don't want to feel beholden to someone. So that's where I'm at. And if you guys want, I'm still recording. Alright, so I'm going to stop recording now. Matt Decker, to the pain. To the pain. No, it's just one of those things where I'm like, I'm tired of it. There seems to be this little unspoken word of, you kind of have to go with the flow or else you're ostracized. So I've been saying that for a while. Morbid Fury, thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it. I'm not jiggling. Macarena, it's left and right. You have to join one or they try and cancel you. And I've been going off on that mess for over a year now, but with D&D, I know you just like D&D. I'm sorry, Chadzar. I'm sorry. I was never a D&D player. I like Knights of Pen and Paper. So I'm trying to learn from all this. I'm trying to be like, oh shit, if I say something. I feel like I said something and I pissed something. Like, I went and I found out something and I remember saying two things and I'm like, oh shit. I was in a mood and I was snappy and I'm like, I hate rap and fuck Bad Taste. And all right, Bad Taste is a gross movie. That's a gross, dumb movie. I don't mean that I hate you if you hate them or if you like the movie. And there's a rap thing and then I realized there's a couple of connections there. I'm like, and I'm being paranoid, and Pete knows what I'm talking about if he's in the chat anywhere. He's probably not. Do I need to unsubscribe from you, Mecca? No, I don't think so. Please don't unsubscribe to me, but if you hate me, I understand it. Okay, good seeing you, Mecca. See you next time. I'm not going anywhere. I just said I was stopping recording. I'm just going to keep rambling. Oh, and I should probably nominate myself for this.
It's time for the Karen of the Week.
They decided that Rob can't be fucking seen on my channel because I'm so damn deplorable. No, 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 no. You don't get to fucking pull him as a tug of war between me and him. That's where you fucking cross the line with this shit. You're like, oh, Rob, we need to distance ourselves from Mecca. Why? Because I said Zack Snyder, father of the fucking year. That's what. So you're holding my boyfriend hostage. This is mostly a Midnight's Edge thing, right? So you're holding Rob. As you guys know, Andre owns Midnight's Edge. Tom fucking muscles in and makes the channel. Makes himself like he's the owner of the channel. He's not. He's like the third one down the line. But he lies and says he does everything, which he doesn't. Because that's how Rob and I started talking to each other. Was I got tired of waiting for fucking Tom to schedule or show up or do streams. I was sacrificing my own channel for 2 fucking years for theirs. Because, well, Rob's cute. I mean, I can't help it. Rob's got a cute voice, and I liked hanging out with him and talking to him and shit. Kirby Tom's the Karen of the Decade. I love Tom still. Don't fucking get me wrong. I'm not trying to fucking cancel him. Right? I'm just tired of the bullshit. Just tired of the fucking bullshit. So they're like trying to pit Rob against me, saying that you know because of what I said with the Zack Snyder thing that he's not allowed to be on my channel. You don't fucking get to make that call, and I wasn't gonna fucking make him choose them or me either. That's the other thing. Like, what do you want to do? Choose? I can't tell you to choose me or them. Like, what kind of bitch am I if I say something like that? And what kind of bitch are they for fucking making him like that? Like, you can't put my boyfriend up against, you know. You can't put us up against each other. Like, what the fuck, you know? You tell me don't do the show anymore. I don't do the show anymore. I don't care. I've got fucking 2 years of doing other people's shows where I'm, you know, I don't need to fucking put in time on After Dark anymore. And I was trying to quit after Star Trek Las Vegas, too. They asked me to stay. Of course, Star Trek Las Vegas is another fucking trip, another fucking mess. I go out there not having any intention of having anybody other than, you know, Rob out there. Actually, here's the thing. I was supposed to go with my ex. Then we ended up breaking up, and I'm like, I still have to go out. Rob, you want to go out there? Because, you know, he and I were getting more friendly after that. Lou Haunted and Stay Punk, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I am punk.
Excellent!
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'll try and stay punk. Yeah, I'm punk with a Woodstock guitar. I also have a sitar. Actually, it's pretty punk to play sitar in this day and age. It's pretty punk to be peaceful sometimes. Yes, when violence is mainstream normal, I guess peace is punk. Who'd have thunk me being on the side of peace? I've seen the Electric Hellfire Club live. I've seen Slayer live. I saw Danzig live. Oh, I wish I would have seen him more. I want to see him with the Misfits now. If I could have done it like right at the end of 2019 and I didn't. They were playing in Philly. I'm like, oh, I could fly out here and I could meet Pete in person and his wife, and I could meet like all my friends out here on the East Coast. And then I didn't, and then COVID happened. But... Generation Productions, huh? What's going on? So Tom's getting pissy, and you and Robin Awesome, like Clownfish 2.0. See, I like doing stuff with Rob. I don't like doing every video with him, but there's some stuff, like, I can bring you guys more content if I have somebody who's more an expert on comics, you know? Because he really knows his shit with, like, the Marvel stuff, for sure. So it's great to have, like, a discussion bounce off back and forth. But then they get pissy when he does, you know, when he appears on my channel or he does one of these little, like, these little shorts, like this one.
It's time for the Karen of the Week.
And, like, those take, like, 30 seconds. You know, I hand him a script, and maybe a half an hour tops if we do rewrites, or he needs me to do a voiceover like the Wokemon. I bypassed the hero's journey, or whatever I said. But don't fucking blame me if you don't have anything on your damn channel, and my boyfriend is here, and you're sitting your ass on some fucking panel. Some fucking panel show. I mean, if you want him to do a video for you, give him a premise, write a script with him, and then let him go. You know? And then don't demand he change the whole entire thing. Because, like, that's how you kind of have to... Because that's how we write these things. You guys have seen it when we've written some of these commercials. One of them, like, the Flaxios, we wrote live one night. And it took, what, 10 minutes to write? Just in the background. And they came back, like, 10 minutes later with the narration and the three images that he used. Because that's how long, I think it took him longer to render the fucking thing. So they get pissy with that. You know, they get pissy with that. And then they're pissed about his, you know, he's too funny. You need to be more Norwegian. You need to be more dead inside, Andre says. Yeah, Andre was so butthurt over the Zack Snyder comment. Really? 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 So they get mad at him. They want him to be less funny. They want him to be less funny and more dead inside and all this shit. But then they're mad and jealous that he does videos on my channel. You know, and if we do maybe one a week, well, after what, 50 week, 2 years, what's 2 years? 100 weeks or so. I think we've done more recently. But, you know, just say half a year, 30 weeks. That's 30 videos, one a week. You know, you can't get, you know, you can't get with him for a half a fucking hour to write a goddamn video. And that's my problem or my fault? Are you fucking kidding me? Anubis T800, Jermeka, stay yourself. You are right. Like, you are. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Alvin, what's this about? Who's trying to cancel you? Oh, what's just this bullshit? It's this cancel happy bullshit in the communities. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not letting that happen anymore. It's just bullshit. And don't fucking blame me. Don't get mad at me for fucking telling you when I've done nothing but be on panels and gather shit for you for years. You know, if I'm telling you, make a video on your channel to grow your channel. Don't act like that's me telling you what to do. That's just me saying, make a fucking video. Ugh. It just gets old. It just gets old. It gets old babysitting people. It gets old dealing with shit. It gets old dealing with late stuff. And that's why I got on the schedule. And that's how Rob and I started talking. Because I was under the impression that Rob was the problem. Hearing from Tom all that time. That, oh, Rob's problem. He never shows up. He never does anything. So I start messaging him. I'm like, hey, do you want to do a stream? It's Monday. I want to try and do a schedule here for After Dark. So try and get the After Dark schedule set up. Sacrifice of my own channel. A sacrifice is the word. Oh, then don't even mention the fucking ladies' night shit. Oh, has me on fucking ladies' night, a horror podcast. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. I want to grow my channel, and I thought that was the way to do it because, you know, you get somebody talking in their head, like they're your producer or something. Like, oh, you need to do this and this and this. I don't need your. Thanks. I have a channel here. I'm already monetized. It just gets old. Mecca's a gatherer, not a hunter. Mecca is just gathering the community. You know, and that's why I said I don't want to lie to people. I don't want to fucking just bullshit. I don't want to be held hostage and be silenced and be like, because that's what it feels like. Because now I'm hearing like, oh, if you don't remove that, I'm going to get a lawyer. Because you're putting it out of context. No, it's not out of context. Fuck off, it's not out of context. Rob said he wouldn't, he shouldn't put up the video, he wouldn't have said the thing I said. That's all he said. He didn't say, we're going to cancel you and remove you from the channel and distance ourselves from you if you do it. Nobody said that. That's gaslighting. That's trying to abuse me and be verbally abusive to me and gaslight me into thinking that I knew the consequence of it. If I knew that that was a deplorable thing, I wouldn't have fucking said it. Right? And half the people, like my community, doesn't fucking care that I said it. My community doesn't care. It just seems like the only people who care are a few larger YouTube channels who've decided that they're, what, the gatekeepers of this? That's the thing. Snyder's popular. Yeah, Snyder's stupid, though. Like, I don't care about him. I don't care about him. I shouldn't have said the thing. I shouldn't have gotten involved. It wasn't my battle. You know? I mean, I was already kind of blacklit. That's the thing that people don't tell you. It's like once you kind of lose wrenches places and once you kind of get removed from the community, you're already kind of blacklisted anyway. You know, people are like, oh, you need to be invited on this. Yeah, I'm not going to be invited. I wasn't going to be invited on that 2 years ago. I'm not getting on that. So I tweet out, please invite me on because I know that they've got a fucking blacklist. I know they did. If they didn't, they would have fucking had me on. Now, wouldn't have they? Are you tired of saying Snyder is overrated. He's overrated. And you know what? I'm happy you guys got the Snyder cut. I said a stupid, shitty thing. I shouldn't have butted into it. I should have known already that I was already kind of blacklisted. Because, see, I wasn't even invited to the thing. I didn't know it was happening. But then again, the more these bigger channels kind of have, the more the celebrity stuff and all of these things, like, the less I even identify with the community anymore. Because I know I'm punk rock. I know I'm on the outskirts. I know I'm underground. And I think I'd rather be 45 Grave than be Nirvana any day. I think I would. I think it's more fun that way. Because if you're somebody, if you're something so mainstream, like a Nirvana sort of thing, then you lose all of your edge. You lose all your integrity. You lose all your honesty. You lose your sense of dignity, I think, once you become too big. And that's what it really, really feels like. And if I can still sit here and say, you know what, I fucked up and I did a stupid thing and have the integrity to not, you know, hold people hostage behind the scenes of, you better not say anything or else you're going to lose half your subscribers or else you're canceled or else, and we're so embarrassed we can't be seen with you. Fuck off then. Just fuck the hell off. I'm tired of this shit. I'm really tired of this shit. Richard Zavada, thank you so much for the super chat. What's a good unknown Evil Dead type horror movie? Love you, girl. Ooh, an Evil Dead type horror movie. I'm kind of baked, but thank you so much. So the one that comes to mind first, but it's known, is Dead Alive. How known is Dead Alive? Excellent. How known is Dead Alive? It's kind of like a good, it's kind of like a fun, if that's what you're going for, like gory and funny. Like a good Evil Dead sort of horror movie. Ooh. With like, but would you go more like a demonic possession-y sort of, well, that's kind of demonic, that's more zombies. That's kind of more zombies. See, my kind of taste in horror is the more, like, I love the stylistic sort of Hammer stuff. I love anything with, like, Ingrid Pitt from the Hammer era where she's, like, making out with a chick and stuff. I like those because they're just so classy. You can just kind of watch them as like, a painting. I love those. God, I gotta have it closer to the surface. I feel like my brain is like a mechanical computerized piece sometimes, and then I kind of need it refreshed and closer to the surface, because there's some really deep ones in there that I'm forgetting because it's 1:30 in the morning and I'm dumb. Dead Alive is great. Isn't it good? Oh, I love that one, because that's just in my head. That's just like in my, because I was just looking through my DVDs. And that's back there. I'm trying to think of, like, because really, like, I liked Evil Dead more. Well, I liked Army of Darkness the most, I think, out of all three of the Evil Deads. I think I liked Army of Darkness the most because that one was so ridiculous in places. So I liked that. And Ash vs. Evil Dead, from what I saw, I mean, I never finished it. I only watched, like, 3 episodes in. It was such a good continuation. But it's like, yeah, this was great junk food when I was a kid, and I like it, but I don't like it enough to keep watching, and I kind of feel bad that I didn't keep watching. Are we buying Resident Evil 8? If you guys want to buy me Resident Evil 8, I will play it on stream. I don't know how long I will play it, and I don't know if this computer will take it. I think I'm going to have to buy a new computer. I think I need to buy a new... I think I'm going to just get a laptop, though. Because for the same price as just, like, the video card, I could just get a new computer. Pretty much. Any Jess Franco? I got you refresh my memory on some of them. I scared Jessica to death. I don't think I've seen that. I don't think I've seen that. Oh, freak. There's some good ones that I'm just forgetting. And the Horror Master Lunar Vision says... We think the Campbell fuck up. That's so stupid. That's so stupid. Well, that's the thing that, like, was the thing that pushed me over the edge tonight. Was the, okay, so you're taking shots at Anna saying, oh, we don't want to be hypocritical. Yet you are. So shut the hell up. I'm tired of it. Bad Dragonite, thank you so much for the super chat. Willy's Wonderland sort of remind me of Evil Dead. I want to watch it. Now, so Nicolas Cage doesn't have any lines in that, right? Wow, I feel like I actually want to watch stuff now. I feel like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders now after all this time. Immortal Hades, thank you so much for the super chat. Army of Darkness was awesome. I think it was fun. That was the fun one. That was the one I stopped buying because I started buying so many copies of it. The last copy I have has the two disc thing. It has the two disc thing of the theatrical ending and then the director's ending where he's in the cave and he's old. And that's the last version I bought because I bought it on VHS like twice. I think I bought it on VHS and then I bought it widescreen on VHS. And then I bought the Laserdisc. I found the Laserdisc at a flea market it was a pawn shop. I was collecting Laserdiscs for a while because I had just got a Laserdisc player at the tail end like in 96 on clearance. And I'm like, oh, these are all cheap. That was the first time I got Pink Flamingos too, was on Laserdisc. Because they had it on NC-17 on Laserdisc, and I think they had it cut down to R on video. So I got the Laserdisc because I wanted the full version. Did I reach my Streamlabs goal? I did not. Oh, I did not. I kind of stopped with the Streamlabs goal. I have it up here somewhere. I don't know if I want to go to Vegas now with all this tension and drama and bullshit. Have you seen the latest Doom Cock rumors about Strange Men's World? I have not. I have not. What are his rumors? What are his rumors? I don't know what his rumors were about Strange New Worlds. I don't want to know about Strange New Worlds. I think it's going to suck. No matter what they do, it's going to suck.
Excellent!
See, we're Skull Puncture. My favorite character Rob does is Bob Iger. Isn't it fun? Oh, that's a great character. I don't know where he came up with it, but I know it was on an After Dark show. And see, this is what I loved, though. This is why I don't want to fucking just trash... Tom and everything, because I did like doing the show with everybody. My favorite character is Pope Bob Iger, Xenomorph Skull Hunter. So the Pope Bob Iger bit, I think all I said was he's got a German name, so make him German. That's like all I contributed. But I think that's like all his. And then I told him to run for president. So I've got a new video I've got uploaded. It's going to premiere tomorrow. It's my response. I'm in a corset. You're going to watch it. It's my response to that Disney diversity training thing that, it's the response to their response. They gave a response. Vegas is overrated. I love Vegas, though. Oh, I love it. You don't seem canceled to me. I'm not letting people fucking cancel me. I'm not gonna let you cancel me. If you want to fucking threaten me and try and blackmail me and intimidate me behind the fucking scenes, I'm gonna call you out for it. That's it. You don't get to pull this shit with me anymore. I'm tired of it. What kind of computer do you want? Oh... I want to show you. Oh, where is it? So I was looking at this one, but then I saw one really similar. That has a, oh, I can't. I gotta, woo. So this is what I'm looking at right here.
No way.
Oh, thank you so much, Mirisland donated 25 through Streamlabs. Don't know what's going on, but here you go. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I should be jiggling. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's just bullshit drama stuff. Like, I don't want people to tell me I can't fucking say stuff. And I say stupid shit and don't act like you're high and mighty and better in this shit. That's the gist of it. The rest of it's on Twitter, and I'll probably delete it after the fact, because I'm just like, I just had to get it off my chest. It's over, it's done, knock it off. I don't like being bullied and intimidated by anybody, especially my friends. So This is a computer I'm looking at. What do you think? What do you think? I like this computer a lot. So, here. I like this one. Can't cancel you because I'm getting addicted to Twitch. Oh, Twitch is great. Someone build back a good one on PC Direct. So here's the thing. I need to get a new video card and a new CPU in this. In my tower. Problem is, I also need a new laptop. My old laptop is in worse shape than my PC, and the video cards are still super pricey, so I think I can wait a generation. It's still pretty good. It's still really, really good. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining about my desktop. I would just like to upgrade just to make my job a little easier, a little faster. If I had a laptop with a much higher everything and yada yadas, I could edit a little quicker. I could edit a little more comfortably. I could sit there on my couch with my feet up and enjoy my apartment instead of being stuck in my little office all day, all night. Does it play Prawn? It should. Should for that price. So this is what I'm looking at because it's got the 3070 and I like the i9 and I like that it's a 17 inch because I am a size whore. Because I am a size whore. Drewby, I lived in Vegas. Let me some buffets and a giant plastic alcohol receptacles. I want to move back. I lived out there for a while. Like my Discover card is a 14K limit, Saberwolf. Please don't go into debt for me. Oh, please don't go into debt for me. I don't want it. That's I can't ask anybody to do that. What's this about Mega being canceled? Oh, people are butt hurt because I said the Snyder thing. And they're acting like it's so damn deplorable. Like I'm not, like I'm supposed to just be fucking canceled and excommunicated out of society. And I'm not allowed to call out hypocritical bullshit when it's hypocritical. It's like we're all stupid. We all say a bunch of dumb shit. Apartment, do you not have a yard? I don't. I'm lucky to have an apartment. I'm lucky to have it. Oh my, Bad Dragonite says. I think she disappeared. I did. That's because I don't have my green screen up. It's because I don't have my green screen. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out. Hey, if you like me just bitching and complaining about stuff, I just do like normal streams too. I do topic streams. I do game streams. I want to do more game streams. That's the thing I want to do. That's why I want to get that. Dr. Alex! Dr. Alex.
Excellent!
Yes! Yes, I opened that the other day on stream. Where did I put it? Yes, Dr. Alex. Where did I put it? I put it in the other room. Don't go anywhere. I gotta get it. Thank you so much, Dr. Alex. Here, we'll watch it. I did get it. I put it in my bookshelf. We gotta show this off. And thank you so much. I gotta show this off.
True and international average of pressure.
Today's secret word is...
True and international average of pressure.
Now, you all remember what to do whenever anyone says the secret word, right? Right! For the rest of the day, whenever anyone says a secret word, scream real loud!
True and international average of pressure. True and international average of pressure. True and international average of pressure. True and international average of pressure.
Dr. Alex, so plug, go order these. Go order these. Here's the numbers. Here's your ISBN numbers. You can order these, right, Dr. Alex? Yes, I got these. I gotta read them. Everybody, freeze frame. Take a picture of that. Save that. Take a picture of that. Freeze frame that. If it'll zoom in, it doesn't want to. Take a picture of that. Freeze frame that. Now go order these. So the doctor reads the doctor by the doctor. Seasoned 12. The parody of a once beloved TV show. I gotta read these. Send the opening stream link to. I want to see. I don't remember what stream it was on. Shoot. I don't remember what stream it was on. I'm sorry. I do so many. I'm so sorry. But I know, but definitely, so go order this. And this one is The Doctor Reads the Doctor by the Doctor. Regenerations Past. Revisiting a few, but just the old favorites, eh? These are great. Thank you so much. I've been watching your squirrel, too, Dr. Alex. At Dragonite, thank you so much. Size Horror, $1 for every inch, baby. Thank you. Thank you so much. They're on Amazon. Go order these if you want fun with your... If you want Doctor Who stuff that isn't this BS preachy shit. And he's a member of our community. He's one of us. He's one of us. See, this is what we need to do. This is the stuff. We're making our own stuff. We're making our own stuff. Thank you, Meg. I really hear what you think. I gotta have time to read. So I was like, I gotta make time to read stuff. That's one of the things that I'm like really, really trying to do is I'm trying to have more time for you guys. So I'm trying not to pull myself every which way, here, there, and everywhere. See, more Skull Hunter, Mecca, any thoughts about toxic femininity on the Night's Edge? I love the women who do that show because the women do that show. They do all of the work on that show. They do every bit of work. They get the articles. They do the research. They don't get paid for it, from my understanding, because I sure shit didn't when it was ladies' night. These women do all of this stuff. And you know what? They deserve way more than they get, and they deserve every sub that they get from that show. They deserve to have 500, 5,000 viewers on their own channels. And this is my problem with doing, and this is why I'm not doing the show. I do not want to do all the work on somebody else's channel when it's run by a bunch of men. When the first night on Ladies' Night, when I was still, it was Toxic Femininity by then, that's right. Because we did Ladies' Night on Tuesdays for a while. And I didn't like it. I didn't like doing it because I felt like I had to freaking do everything on Night's Edge After Dark. Don't like that. I don't like that. And I said, I want to do something. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it on my channel, but I don't want to do it right now. And there was a first episode of Toxic Femininity. I don't know. It's probably deleted by now. And I think it was on After Dark still, where I just kept getting interrupted every 5 minutes and I was never allowed to speak. And I finally had to say, I'm speaking. I'm speaking. I have to speak up and be like, I'm speaking. So, I wish there was more women on Toxic Femininity. That's my problem with Toxic Femininity. There's too many men on Toxic Femininity. Sorry. You're a male-oriented channel. Get your fucking shit together because you didn't with me and I'm not happy about it. So, I mean, see, that's the thing. At least with the matriarchy. At least with the matriarchy, it's run by the women, for the women, on the women's channels, right? And the Baby de Menace, and the, what was Lorraine, is the Queen's Council? It's like, these are shows that, like, that's what I never understood. Why are you running this on a man's channel? Like, sorry, why are you running on a man's channel? I mean, and if you want to know anything else, just watch one episode and see how little the women actually get to speak. It's like every 5 seconds, you got some man interrupting them. I love those girls. I love those girls, and they deserve so much better. These are so much better. But you know, what are you going to do? You're going to go and trash people and say, oh, don't go and grow your channel. Because I mean, that could be a huge opportunity. It might just be a me thing. It might just be a, hey, he's just shitty to me. Oh no. Why is the show even on? I don't know. Yeah. Why are there guys on it at all? Exactly. Should be on Mary or Lorraine's channel. You know, it should be. It should be something where they, if it's going to be a launching point from their channel, why not put it every other week? I mean, they've been running it for how long? I don't know how long they've been running the show. Probably, what, the last 2 years or so, give or take? The last year? Probably 2 years now. That's my thoughts on it. That's why I'm like, you know, I love you guys. I got some issues. I got some questions. That's the thing. Second ad for day trading. Ooh, what's Doja? What's Doja? That's a kitten. I saw a kitten. So I have a random doggy and kitty and dessert background. My Doji's not doing that good. I mean, I paid so little for it. I don't mind. It's 50 cents. It's holding at 50. If it goes to a quarter, I'll buy more. If. I don't think it will. I don't believe it will. Oh, also, Norm Blythers, if you're in the chat anywhere or watching, I saw your donation after I ended my stream yesterday. I am sorry I didn't have the freaking Streamlabs open, so I didn't hear it. So I'm sorry. But thank you. Thank you. I like my message, but the toxic shows for the ladies by Alex Sasquatch says, right? You know, that's the thing. It's like, I don't like being treated like I have to fucking stay silent about shit. That's the thing. Do you really want to be one of Neurotic's hangers-on? No, that's why I don't hang around in chat. That's why, you know, I felt not wanted over there a couple years ago, so I just don't hang out there. And I try not to trash people. I try not to freaking deal with this stuff. But, I mean, what the fuck is the deal that I'm hearing that Nerdrotic is saying that Midnight's Edge has to distance themselves from me, or else Tom can't be on the show, but Tom's the one who's been doing all this shit to me for a while. All right. You know what? Fine. Fuck it. I'm tired of being silent. I'm tired of holding my tongue. I'm tired of this shit. I'm just tired of this shit. Doja Stable. I say get a little Ethereum. It's gone up so much. I'm wrong. Toxic femininity is pretty good. Oh, then hopefully all the women are not getting stiffed on any of the super chats. Hopefully they're getting 100% of the face value of it and are dividing it up for every single episode amongst them. So hopefully those women are getting $100 a night payouts for their time and effort. Because if they're not, then I would say they're probably being treated probably as badly as I am. And I'm just speculating here because I might, you know, I'm just speculating. Sup, Mecca Lol, just kidding, Eric Schultz. Well, you know, I love you. I love you too. I love you guys. But that's what it feels like, anywho. You have a wonderful night. Very nice live stream. Thank you so much, Zachary Powers. Yeah, Jeremy Griggs runs Friday Night Tights is a Geeks and Gamers production. Why does he have Gary have anything to say about you on the show? I just called Jeremy out on this shit on Discord. Oh, I don't know if he has anything to do with it. Like, that's why I don't want to throw him under the bus. I don't know if he has anything to do with it. Because, like I said, I don't watch the show. I don't know if he has anything to do with it. I just know that people are mad at me for the Snyder thing. And I'm hearing a lot of shit behind the scenes. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care anymore. I'm not going to fucking be quiet and hush hush because of the click. That's not me. And that's not my, I'm loyal to me. And my integrity. And my integrity says I don't fucking lie for a bunch of people who aren't doing shit for me anyway. You know, and they have in the past, which is great and I appreciate it. But, you know, I don't feel like I have to lie for people. I don't want to. Stephen Kraft, why worry about Zack Snyder's feelings? Exactly. Zack didn't worry about the fans' feelings when he accused the Phantom Menace of anti-Asian hatred. That's the thing. He didn't care about hurting anybody's feelings. He didn't care about taking $100,000 and throwing it in people's faces. I don't care about worrying about hurting his feelings, you know? I said what I said and I probably shouldn't have said it. It wasn't my business, but, you know, I owned it. It's there. It's out there. I said it. There's a lot of people who are fucking hurt by it and pissed off that I said it. And you know what? You're trying to fucking cancel me and hold this over me forever, and I'm not allowed to say anything, and I'm supposed to just shut up and take the shunning and the excommunication because some people are butthurt that I said that. All right, why? Are you Access fucking Media all of a sudden? Are you Shill Hollywood all of a sudden? Excellent. Are you controlled fucking opposition? Is that the point in the whole, in the first place? John Hurt Show, number one fan. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Might be there quite a few fanboys on Geeks and Gamers. I love that they got the opportunity for it, but for fuck's sake, people have been on my ass for the fucking Snyder thing since I railed on the trailer saying I can't stand Hallelujah. I can't stand Hallelujah. The song sucks. It's mopey and depressing and boring. And it acts like it's better than it is. And people think it's better than it is. It's one fucking note over and over. It's one word over and over again. And these people act like it's like I said, you hurt his daughter by saying you hate this song because she loved it. I didn't fucking know. I barely knew. I don't think I even knew why he didn't do the movie. I don't think it processed. I didn't think it registered 2 + 2 in my fucking head. I don't even think I knew he had a kid and that was why he stopped. I didn't care. I didn't pay attention to that shit. I never saw any of the other movies. Like I said, I'm the Star Trek person. I hate the cancel culture. I like talking about the celebrities. I like doing gaming. I like doing the cooking streams. I like calling out the wokier than thous, and I like calling out the media when they're fucking lying to your face. And I'm gonna call out people when they're lying to your face. I get tired of it. The movie was shit by Alex Sasquatch. I couldn't stay awake during the Snyder Cut. But I didn't watch the Joss Whedon cut either. I knew there was the Whedon cut, and I knew it looked stupid because of Superman's mustache. And it was a dumb Superman, like, my man, that one. That was that one, right? That's all I knew about. I didn't watch it. And I didn't pretend to watch it. And I never said I reviewed it either. And there's another thing. I gotta get the mundane fucking Matt shit off my chest. The one person who is drawing out this mundane Matt fucking drama and bringing him back to me every fucking time. Guess who it is coming from? Guess which one person it kept coming from? I would get Tom sending me a DM saying, mundane Matt's saying this, mundane Matt. I don't care. Stop trying to antagonize me. Stop trying to egg me on. Stop trying to get me to fight your fucking fights because you got a problem with what people are fucking saying. Alright, grow up. I'm tired of it. I'm calling you out and I'm done with this shit. Get out of my DMs. Get out of other people's fucking DMs. Because I know that's what's happening. He's going around shit talking me in every big YouTuber's DMs. The ones who already unfollowed me 2 fucking weeks ago from this shit. Alright, and you can see who follows me and who doesn't, of who are the good ones and who are not the good ones. Alright, so I'm not going to fucking call out individually for any other than that. But you know he's in every one of these YouTubers' DMs, trash talking, shit talking, all this shit. I feel like people are pissed when something leaks when we're pissed off and good at pissing people off. It's a talent that cost me dearly, Crude Buster says. Cosmic Yogg-Sothoth says superhero movies suck. Go back to gaming, fuck all this drama. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind still talking about some of this stuff, but I mean, I've been distanced from the community anyway for a while. You guys haven't seen me pop into anybody's chats rarely. Rarely until this shit started going down, and I'm like, well, gee, am I actually blacklisted or not? Right? Because I don't think the viewers should be pitted against each other to pick a side. I'm not telling you guys to pick a side. Like I keep saying, I love these guys. These guys are pretty much family. I'm just not going to fucking lie about this stuff. And I think you guys deserve a little bit better than to have a bunch of behind-the-scenes bullshit and drama behind the scenes of your favorite YouTubers. I think you guys deserve better than that, and I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and lie and blow smoke up your ass and pretend shit's fine. Meanwhile, I'm stressed out, worried I'm going to say something, worried I'm going to hurt my channel. No, it's like, for fuck's sake. The channel goes with, like the majority of the viewers will go with the flow of the, you know, like they'll go to where the most viewers are. Anyway, like you can't avoid that. You know, if the biggest fish comes into the pond and he every week he picks the exact time that you streamed in the previous, if you try and get your schedule down and you try and say, okay, I'm going to upload a video every day at this time and I'm going to stream every day at this time, you're going to get, like, it might be intentional, it might not be intentional. I certainly don't mean it if I stream on top of anybody, so I can't say if it's intentional or not. It's just, you kind of got to work on your own groove anyway. Either that or just be a complete suck-up, hanger-on I'd rather focus and cater to my own viewers. Let them have their viewers who want, you know, like, let's say you want somebody else's, great. I don't want to cancel anybody over that. I don't want to destroy anybody's channel over that. I'm going to stick out and make my channel the best my stuff that I can make it. And that means I'm going to edit in my sound effects. That means I'm going to bring out the writing crap. That means I'm going to do a cooking stream when I feel like it. That means I'm going to sit there and play Parkitect or Planet Coaster and barely get any frame rate. Because it's fun and I enjoy doing it. All right, I'm not going to be dictated to about what I'm allowed to think and say. And if you're going to be hypocritical and be full of shit and try and be wokier than thou and try and be holier than thou, you're not. You're part of this community, right? We're not morally superior all the time, all right? No one side is morally superior all the fucking time. Everybody slips up. Everybody makes mistakes. Me, you, them, everybody makes a mistake at some point. Everybody said something they shouldn't about somebody. How many people out there have gone on stream and said shit about other, you know, some random Star Wars YouTubers that you never, you know, that aren't part of our community because you just don't. We've all done it. We've all said shit. We've all made videos about actresses. We've all done it. We're no better than anybody else. I know it. I'm not going to sub to you because I know you have your opinion. I might also agree. I still love you. And that's the thing. I know I'm going to say controversial shit. And I would rather say controversial shit and be true to myself and have 20 people watching than pretend to be morally superior and try and pretend to be better than everybody else. And just do the thing where I go and stomp on everybody else's streams and stomp on everybody else's, you know, viewership numbers and shun everybody and cast them out of the community. I don't want to fucking do that. I don't want to deal with that shit. And Megan, no one ever agrees 100% on everything. That would be boring if you did. Who wants to agree 100% on everything? But at the same time, it's like when somebody, like when we're being hypocritical, like I'm really, really trying to take my YouTube experience as a learning experience for sure. I'm fucking up a lot. I know I'm fucking up a lot. But I'm trying to do what I know is right in my heart, and I'm not going to let people fucking walk on me, and I'm not going to let people try and play tug of war with my boyfriend behind the scenes because they don't like what I said. I'm not going to let them do that shit because how fucking dare you? How fucking dare, like what kind of fucking pussy ass man does that? Says, oh, you gotta get rid of your girlfriend because she says something that we don't like. Fuck you. Just fuck you. What kind of a pathetic piece of shit are you if you say that? That's, like, seriously, right? You're any better than what I said if you're really, really thinking that and doing that and enforcing that? No, you're not. You're not. You're not any better. And I'm not going to demand Rob leave his channel, but I'm sure he's going to have backlash about what I'm saying about them. But at the same time, it's like, okay, so I let it affect me personally, so I'm silenced. Or I can fucking say and call them out and say, yeah, they've been trying to put this wedge here because they didn't like what I said and they're putting pressure on him. What kind of fucking integrity is that? It's like, that's just shitty. Heart Wrestling sending you a big hug, so thank you. Cosmic Sloth says Snyder Cut sucks. These opinions are valid. I couldn't make it through it. I couldn't watch it. Don't worry about fucking up, we're all humans. That's the thing. I'm like, I can't fathom people in this day and age who claim to be anti-cancel culture who are so fucking hypocritical about this shit. And it's like the last fucking straw with me was well, the last fucking straw with me definitely was like, okay, now you're talking shit about another YouTuber live on the air where she can't. Like, okay, you're talking shit about her saying that she shouldn't be redrawing other people's art because she's a professional, but that makes it worse somehow, yet you defend another YouTuber who is a professional author who criticizes writers and their work. That's nothing, I don't see how. You don't see that being hypocritical. I don't see how, like, that's just bullshit to me. It's like, okay, seriously? Enough. Like, I use your crop on them. I do. Orcarinos says, if Rob's being pressured by Midnight's Edge, well, he should call that out and make up his mind. That's the thing. It's like, well, do you, they shouldn't be putting him in that position. And I'm not going to put him in that position. What am I going to do? Say, oh, it's me or them? I can't do that to him. That's shitty. You don't fucking do that. You should just say, hey, you should be mature enough. You should be mature enough to say, oh, she said a really, really shitty thing. Right? She said a shitty thing. She probably shouldn't have. All right? And that's what you do. You defend people who are supposed to be, you know, associated or affiliated or in the community. Or, you know, you defend people against cancel culture. That's a good one. Defend people against cancel culture instead of piling on and contributing and putting pressure to break somebody up with something. That's just really, really fucking shitty. So, when did Mecca walk into the plot chasing Amy? I don't know, but God, I hated that movie. Oh, I hated that one. That was like the worst of them all. Oh. That was the worst of them. See, I loved all those other ones. I just couldn't sit through that one twice. Exactly, to push Robin in that position is shitty itself. And I don't want to put him in that position. Like, what am I supposed to do? I can't tell him to... I'm not going to tell him it's, like... And then, what kind of integrity do I have when I just sit down and shut up about it? I gotta have some integrity. I gotta have some balls. And I gotta have... You know, I gotta practice what I preach. I'm anti-cancel culture. I don't want people canceled. Nor am I going to be... blacklisted and basically extorted and intimidated into silence. I don't let fucking Disney intimidate me into silence with these bots, and I don't let fucking YouTubers intimidate me into silence when they get pissy with me. Xamar Skull Hunter, I'm unsub. Oh, you don't have to unsub from Midnight. I don't want to freaking. That's the thing. I don't want people canceled because of this, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm at my rope. I'm at my wit's end. It's been going on too long, and there's been too much of a rift, and there's been too much bitching and drama for too many years. But thank you, Zemo or Skullhunter, for the super chat. How they're treating Rob is the last straw. And that was kind of my last straw of, like, you know, I'm going to just go over here and focus on my shit. I don't want to be put in the middle of all this. And that was the thing. I didn't want to be put in the middle of this stuff. And I don't like that they're, like, the shit that I'm saying, don't fucking do it then. Like, if you don't want to go public, that's the other thing. Like, they're so worried about this stuff going public. Oh, what do people know? They'll lose their credibility. Then don't fucking do it. Then don't fucking do it. For fuck's sake. For fuck's sake. I mean, like, if I can sit here and be like, you know what? I can take the consequences of anything I say. Because what's the worst thing they're going to do? What's the worst thing they're going to do? Write some fucking hit piece video about me or something? I don't think they would do that. They wouldn't do that. What's the worst thing they can do? They're just going to hold this over me, and it's going to be bitching and bullshit and fighting and text messages and DMs and shit. I'm done. I'm just done. I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it. Hello, everybody. What's going on? Oh, this is just bullshit. Just bullshit. Oh, it's just bullshit. I just get tired of it. And that's the thing. It's like I said, I love the guys. I love the channel. I love the content. I don't want anybody canceling or unsubbing. I'm just like, I can't fucking deal with this anymore. I can't. It's my wit's end, and I'm already suffering for, like, my mental health is suffering. I'm snapping more. I'm more irritable. I'm more worried. I'm more pissed off. I'm more... Mecca did nothing wrong. Thanks, Bob. Zan, Jaina. Oh, thank you so much. Bodies are buried there. Dead people tell no tales. Which, what happened? Oh, that's not for me. That's not for me. Problem is, let's hang on until they make something we like sort of attitude. I really enjoy fun streams. Let's hang on until they make something. See, I don't want to hang on to Star Wars and Star Trek until they make something I like, you know? I don't want to keep covering, like, all the time. Like, I'll make a couple Star Trek videos here and there. I might review the new seasons, maybe not. I don't know. I don't even know if I want to watch it. I mean, I do literally get paid to watch TV for a living, right? That's my job, I guess. Part of it, anyway. I don't know if they're worth giving a view. But, I mean, if it's something where I'm, like, riffing it... uncontrolled. Like, if people know that I am just riffing it like it's Mystery Science Theater, then I think that's perfect. I'm thinking about, like, I've got the perfect set of influences and background where pretty much everything I listened to and watched gave me all the tools I needed to be like, you know, I have a shtick, I have a character, let's just do shorter, like, less videos or fewer videos And make them the ranch. Make them the harpy. It's like Mendelssohn is a high-paid troll. I was too short for drama. That's the thing. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. And I don't want it ruining my personal life stuff. And I don't want it ruining my professional life. Because I am a public figure on YouTube, like it or not. And I come into, like, I hate saying it. I'm like a nobody version of an Onision or something. I mean, I'm doing a lot of different shit here, and I'm controversial. And I know that I'm controversial, and I think I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being controversial, but I'm not okay with people acting holier than thou and wokier than thou. And I'm not okay with people holding me to a set of standards that's different than other people. Because, like, I'm trying to do the best I can, but then sometimes I just have no impulse control. I'm like, I gotta fucking get rid of this now. The pressure valve is released. So, Metatech, Star Wars and Trek is dead. I think they are. 300 likes. Holy shit. Well, thank you. Good morning, Mecca. It's Owen, your one of your favorite prince. Well, thank you. Thank you for being here. Good morning. I don't doubt anybody else, but I'm so sick and tired of hearing about KK is out and then she's not. And I stopped saying she was out. That, oh God, I'm tired of the rumors too. Are you guys tired of the rumors? I'm tired of the rumors. I'm tired of hearing every week, oh, it's going to get better. Gina Carano's coming. I don't fucking care. Don't bring her back. I'm not watching Mandalorian next season. Nothing's bringing me back. I'm not watching. I didn't watch season 2. All right. Stop fucking blowing smoke up my ass. I don't want to know. More skull hunker. So thank you so much. Doomcock scenes, Mecca's courage and smiles. Oh, thank you. I hope so. Heck, last time I checked, he was one of the good ones. So, but then again, who knows? Who knows? Anyway, no. Last time I checked, he was one of the good ones. So, but then again, I don't watch like the rumor videos because no offense. No offense, I watched Tucker, the puppy dog. There's a little doggy called Tucker Budson that I love. And I love his videos, and I love, So, I mean, I don't even, like, I'll just get a sum up. Like, oh, just tell me what he said. Okay. So, I'm sorry. I'm watching, you know, what else am I watching? Been watching Sleazy P. Martini, so shout out to him. I probably pissed him off. I'm sorry. If I pissed you off, I'm sorry. Please forget. See, that's my biggest regret in life. I want to get him on my channel. I think we need to make a thing saying Mecca wants you on her channel, but she's too afraid that she's too controversial for you. It's true. I'm too afraid to invite porn stars on my channel because I'm too controversial. I'm too afraid to invite members of GWAR on my channel because I'm too controversial, but I'm just putting it out there. Please get Sleazy P. Martini on my channel. That's like the one person I want on my channel right now because I've been watching him more recently. And yeah, he streams. He's like, I've just been going outside of our community. I've just been going like, I've been watching UFO Catchers. I've been watching, you know, like I said, Stick Sex and Hammer. I've been watching Beanie Man. I've been trying to educate myself on things that I don't like to hear about that make me angry, which is politics. I fucking hate politics so much. They make me so angry. So I've been trying to educate myself more on that. And the more I listen to these people that I think are pretty intelligent, the more I'm like, yeah, this is exactly why I dipped out. I can't do anything about it. We're bought and sold 10 times over. There's nothing, you know, I can fucking do. And we have herds of people we can't control who are basically the cancel mobs or the people following the gourd in Monty Python, you know. We are individual, like everyone else, whatever the, like, I can't remember. Bad Dragonite, thank you so much. Hey girl, you want to ignore their DMs, just slide into mine, I'll send you cat pictures or something. Thank you. I got everything blocked on my end, so. Stop. Keep on keeping on. Sadly, we live in a world of social intolerance and identity bigotry. Any professional comedian would tell you you can't please everyone. That's the thing. Go for a controversial, do the Uncle Sam, Mecca wants you thing. Well, I've got the opening, but then again, people got pissed off that, you know, somebody made some openings for me that I wrote. It's like, I'm sorry if I can't have my own boyfriend, you know, do a voiceover for my channel. What the fuck business? Like, that's the problem. The holy shoe, the gourd. Crystal Von Rabin. Good night, smart, great-hearted people. Well, thank you for being here. Morbid Fury, fucking stuck at work. I snuck away to stop this myself. Thank you, Morbid Fury. Max Sasquatch. I hate to say this, but I feel like I'm just following the money now. But I don't know. I dip out. I let them do their thing. And then I hear bullshit again. And then I hear fucking, oh, she said something. See, here's the thing. So I tried something a couple weeks ago where I'm like, all right, let's see if I am out, you know, maybe I'm overreacting to something. So, you know, I'm like, yes, I would love to be on Friday Night Tights. Yes, I would love to be on Toxic Femininity. I would love to be on these things. Unless there's some sort of blacklist I'm aware of, right? Because if there's not one, who would be upset by that? Who would be upset by a joke like that if there isn't a blacklist? And lo and behold, I get bitching behind the scenes and I hear shit. And I'm like, she needs to stop. She's just saying shit. Excuse me. So if there's not a blacklist, why am I not allowed to call it out? Right? So you do have a blacklist. All right. So that's what it feels like. And then people are going to be, oh, we can't have... And I know I'm going to be all the talk tomorrow. Ooh, I'm going to be the talk tomorrow because we can't have Mecca talking about anything behind the scene. Ooh, we can't have her spilling the beans. Guess what? I don't do well with tribes. I don't do well with teams. I stick to myself when I can. Invite Guar, invite porn stars, date whoever the fuck you want. No apologies, no regrets. You can be you. Anybody else is already taken. Right? Thank you so much for hanging out. Why hasn't Mecca been a toxic femme? Because she's blacklisted from the channel. She's blacklisted. Well, I was on the first one, and I got really, really mad when I wasn't allowed to be spoken or to speak. I'm like, didn't know you were on there. Well, I mean, maybe not for long. Maybe not tomorrow, but who knows? That's the thing. It's a bit disheartening. Even the non-woke part of YouTube as a comic commentary has some bad apples. I was hoping you'd all be nice, tight-knit group. We're supposed to be. See, we're supposed to be, but I mean, there's like one bad apple going around trash talking everybody behind the scenes, and I'm like, I'm not fucking playing it. Stop it. So, that's the problem. These are acting weird due to maybe the guys are acting weird due to a Phantom Menace Civil War. Is there a Phantom Menace Civil War? Is there one? Thinking cancel Mecca, you're a special kind of student. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I was here before. I've always been here. Matt G, this is Cecil in Persecution Diapers. Thank you. We love Cecil. I think. Does he hate me too? I don't know. Bobby Bologna just woke up. Oh, Lord. Hikaru Kira, do I gotta slap somebody, my red-haired goddess? I don't know. Brie Larson cavalcade and her cavalcade of bots can't cancel Mecca, then who the fuck? That's the thing. Nobody knows, like nobody knows all the shit I've gone through since my whole channel has kinda taken off, you know? It's like I've moved from, you know, I was there's just been a lot of shit. There's been a lot of shit I've gone through with this channel, and I would not, you know, there's, I don't think I regret any of it because, like, it's all a learning experience. And, like, every time I do, like, there's one part of my channel at one point, I was so unhappy because I want to do the channel stuff, but I'm so ADHD with everything. I can't just do YouTube like the algorithm. Right. And I learned this a long time ago. I cannot be dishonest with myself because the time when I'm dishonest with myself, like, the longer I'm dishonest with myself, the less happy I am. So when I was first, channel was first taking off, I was playing video games. I was doing Yo-Kai Watch. Love Yo-Kai Watch. don't like kids. I'm not a fan of kids, and I'm not equipped to babysit them very much. They're okay from a distance, if you know, I don't want to babysit, though. That's the big thing. I'm not a babysitter. And the problem with playing that is that it got to be a lot of drama, a lot of bullshit, a lot of, you know, oh, somebody traded you something and you got accused of hacking, and a lot of bullshit that I just wasn't equipped to get. And I did not want to be a kids-only channel no matter what. Like, I am not a kids channel. It's like, I went as Elvira when I was in fifth grade, okay, for a Halloween costume. I'm not a kids channel. Now, the problem I have with a lot of this BS is that when I'm not happy, I need to fix what's making me not happy, right? So when I decided, you know, I needed to not stream games from my 3DS anymore, and that was going to be the one thing that was going to get me away from being a kids channel. So I sold the 3DS with a capture card, and I had this giant weight lifted off my shoulders. Same thing happened tonight when I'm like, you know what? I can't hold this in anymore. I'm done. After the stream, I'm like, you know what? I gotta tweet this out. So I tweeted out everything that went on, and a giant weight lifted off my shoulders, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not the bad guy in this. I'm an asshole, but I'm not the bad guy. I don't like being extorted. I don't like my emotions and stuff being toyed with. I don't want people to freaking hold me hostage and silence me and say, oh, you can't say this, you have to think this, you have to shut up, you can't disagree. That's the big one. It's the you can't disagree and the you are so deplorable now we can't be seen with you shit. That's not okay. And that's the one thing that, like, I couldn't get over. That's the one thing I just couldn't get over. Crewbuster people happen to be flawed, so the best we can do, a flood probably, the best we can do is try and heal our wounds and keep walking the line. I hope you find the truth. But this is not the, it's not the point of this combo. Thank you. 16-bit mask, I'm tired of the doomers. We gotta stand up or Marvel will fall. Star Wars is gone. I could care less if they... That's the thing. I don't care if Star Wars goes or not. I think this is the... It's time to, like, grow up and find other shit to talk about. You know, I like Star Wars. I'll talk about Star Wars. But let's face it. If I'm just doing a video out of obligation, no one's gonna click on it, probably. I mean, there's a few things I kind of get like, ooh, they're doing this with... Because I like the gossip of, like, the Captain Marvel bullshit. I love the gossip of that. Ooh, are they going to replace her? Are they going to replace her with this chick? With that chick? Joe Nurcho, keep it up and don't change. But sadly, work soon. May the gods of Athens watch over you. Oh, thank you. I grew up listening to Danzig. I'm fine. Like, I realized something. It's like, I can control this shit. You get some of these people, I'm like, you know what, I can control this. A lot of people online are probably AI robots and 50 Cent Army. And he's arguing with them. Online? Okay, so like online, I just mute everybody who isn't following me. You gotta follow me or else I don't see you. And then I'm just done with everybody else who just, like, I'm tired of this shit. So that is, this stream will probably be unlisted. I might upload the thing I clipped in the very beginning. Why am I deplorable now? If I was in the same whole time I followed your channels, the BS of names on some unsubscribe. I don't want to just, well, I mean, it's on Twitter. It's like, you know, and there's even more shit. It's like, I should have just stood up and said no more in Vegas when, you know, I'm getting phones thrown at me and shit. That's the whole point. Like, I'm too forgiving and I'm too loyal, and I don't like that about myself. I find that to be a flaw sometimes. It's like I'm a little too loyal beyond the point where it is no longer healthy for me to be loyal anymore. You know, to the point where it's like I am going to lose my sanity if I keep this loyalty up, you know? Mm. And he did it himself. They proved his passwords, his birth dates. Oh, that's not to me. That's not to me. Crispy, we don't want to have drop everything or take the woke, but we dare leave them unchallenged. If we do, one day we'll wake up and every freedom or value and every right we have will be gone. That's the other thing, right? Like, you've got to kind of understand that people are going to fuck up. Even people on the, you know, on whichever side you think is the right side of things, right? It's like, I'm already, like, here's the thing. I was already kind of, I think it's no surprise that I'm a little bit SJW-y, but not to the point where I think that all my, like, I don't think a lot of the crazy shit that the SJWs think. But I did kind of always identify with that thing, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of racist, that's kind of this, that's kind of that. And I would try and correct these things, and I would try and call these companies out on the things that I think are a little bit crossing the line in this day and age. And I've always been kind of anti-shit Hollywood, right? I'm anti-shit Hollywood for sure. By Sasquatch. Well, Tom said it all before. He said, made me see him in a different light when he blurted out, I shouldn't be on the show with you, and then he left. Like, what the fuck? You know what? If he's that triggered by me, then he should stop showing up in my chats. I've had to ban him twice on other accounts already. So, like, you don't want to be seen with me? Fine. Don't be seen with me. I'm that deplorable. If you know, if your boss is so offended by what I said, then fine, don't be seen with me. Excellent! You saw my writing crop handy. I do saber wolf. I do, actually. I was going to use it. But I got it unraveled just a touch. I was going to use it tonight in the ceremonial video, but I gotta wind it back. It's a little loose, so I want to repair it a little bit. I just want to tighten it, but I do still have it. Thank you. And here's Free Guy 84. Thank you so much for the super chat. I really, really appreciate it. I'm on the side of the Phantom Menace. See, the Phantom Menace, I love the community. I love you guys. I don't like a lot of the behind-the-scenes bullshit, and I don't want that to affect how I interact with you. Excellent! Immortal Phase, thank you so much. Never lose your loyalty. I was always called a lefty until I started speaking for myself. I'll always be like you. Well, thank you. Thank you. Needs electricity. It does. And thank you, Immortal Hades. This is the thing. Like, when you get into, and I know the whole point of a lot of the channels out here is don't bring your politics into this stuff. And everything is politics now. But I think there's a difference between social issues and politics. Like, race swapping is a social issue. That comes from identity politics, which is an extreme political affiliation, but you know, it's still a social issue that I think we can have a discussion about without bringing a political affiliation involved one side or another. And you know, if I'm calling out like a politician, like this thing.
True international average depression.
That's just a meme on the current sitting president. I think that was a funny thing he said, and if I could find his Madagascar clip, I would probably have thrown that in there too. But just read your Twitter. Tom needs to F off and mind his own business. I haven't read my Twitter. I haven't even looked at it. I saw him respond. I'm like, yeah, block. I'm done. I'm tired of it. I'm just fucking tired of it. Oh my God. Get the fuck. Just stop tweeting at me. I'm just tired of your shit.
Excellent.
Read my Twitter. Oh, they're tweeting at me again. They did cancel me. They were pitting Rob against me, telling me that they can't be seen with me because I'm deplorable because they're a bunch of butthurt, cancel-happy snowflakes. They got a fucking blacklist, and it's a public one now. And they're pissed that I'm calling them out on it, and they're trying to intimidate me and silence me. And that's all that's happening. And thank you so much, Generation Production. He's still bitching about it. He's still bitching about it. So they got pissed off. And I'm like, dude, I'm trying to give you some dignity here without this, but you're constantly fucking trying to fight me on my channel. It's like, that's the problem. You're trying to fight me live on the air. You're trying to fight me on my channel. You're trying to pit my boyfriend against me. saying he can't be seen with me because you guys are butthurt over the Zack Snyder comment, it's not even that bad. I've seen Guar live. You can go fuck yourself if you think that Zack Snyder comment is so damn deplorable. I shouldn't have said it, but fuck off, man. It's not the end of the world, okay? I didn't say I was going to dig up her dead body or anything and do what Guar did to JonBenet Ramsey, okay? And I'm using them as an example because fuck off with this shit. And I saw that live on stage when I was 17 or 18. I think it was 18. It was 97. And I laughed because it was funny. Right? Because it's funny and shocking and gross. And if Midnight's fucking Edge has a problem with anything I said, then they're a bunch of fucking snowflake access media who have been doing nothing but sucking up to Hollywood for the past few months. Trying to get everybody from Helen fucking Mirren on their channel, and you can see that they've been doing nothing but going fucking Hollywood. So if they're gonna fucking call me out, then I'm gonna call them out for being shill access media, because that's what they fucking are. That's what they fucking are, and I'm so tired of this shit. And if they gotta say, oh, it's you can't be seen with it, how you tell my own boyfriend he can't be seen with me because you guys are a bunch of butthurt snowflakes? Oh, fuck them. Fuck Midnight's Edge. And that's why I unsub to them. And it puts me in a bad position when it's the fucking channel owner and the little bitch who thinks he's the channel owner, even though Rob was there first. Actually, he was there second. Meanwhile, Mr. sits on his ass and does nothing but beg and salacious crumb his way on other people's streams. Can't be bothered to make a fucking video, but he's got a problem with what I say. Fuck him. And fuck Hollywood. Wait, who did what to JonBenet? I didn't catch that issue with the Inquirer. It's a thing. Why do I bring that up? Because this fucking gaslighting and this bullshit, you got me afraid. You've got me afraid to go out of my comfort zone and invite people on my channel that I fucking admire, who have done far worse in their stage acts. Right? You've gotten me fucking so in my own head that I'm so fucking awful that I said something so horrible and outrageous. That's the problem. Matthew Lillard asked Kissed as well. Minutes are just more shill than John Campia. Oh, Matthew Lillard, how many other people have they had on their fucking channel recently? It's like, you know, if I had known that they were going to turn into shill media, I wouldn't have associated with them. I'm punk rock. I'm like that. And that's another reason why I'm too afraid to invite people onto my channel that I actually admire. Because I don't want to be a fucking shill access media fucking person. If people want to comment on my channel, I have no problem with that. They have to be somebody I respect and you know, something that I'm not going to be, like, gaining any Hollywood advantage. Because you know me, I'm not trying to be in Hollywood. I'm not trying to get a script read. I'm not talking myself up like I'm the next this or that or anything else. I'm done. In the long term, your authenticity will give you far better longevity. And that's why I have to stand up for what I believe in. That's why I got to stand up for myself here and say enough. And just say enough. Don't sweat these fuckwits or I was going to be there nipping at you. I know. And it's like, you know, you're really punching down too. You're punching down on this shit. They're punching down, acting like they didn't cancel me when it's right there in his fucking DM that he did. It's right there. Oh, we didn't cancel you. You knew what you said. No, I didn't. I asked Rob, I'm like, should I cut that? Is this too much? Yeah, you should probably. I wouldn't say it. That's all he said. He said he wouldn't say it. But then again, he talks about LaShawn Lynch's teeth and shit. So, you know, I'm like, you're not the best judge of anything. But, you know, I'll cut it. And then I included it in my rant the next day. Nerdist Newsstand is blacklisted too. I didn't know about that. What happened with her? Because, see, I heard, like, I've seen her around here and there, but I never see her videos anywhere. Warner Brothers deserves a big fuck you. Warner Brothers, oh god, and they're preferring JJ over the Zack stuff, and neither one of them are gonna give you anything good. Like, Zack Snyder's gonna give you a bunch of stylized bullshit that only his hardcore, you know, Snyder Cut people are gonna like. Which is great if you like it. And I'm happy that you guys got the Snyder Cut. I'm happy he was able to continue his thing. I didn't like it. The movie fucking sucked. Sorry, it was boring. Be mad at me all you want. Now this shit, though, like, ugh, this shit. JJ shit. Like, they're going with JJ, and JJ shit is shit, too. Like, JJ killed every franchise he's been associated with. Nobody from Warner Brothers or DC will sponsor or support her. Who? Her who? Still don't understand why you hear so much about Zack Snyder. I know, right? Who the fuck is so, like, why are you protecting Zack Snyder's feelings? What are you gonna do? Get an interview with him or something? Like, those keep receipts. It's on Twitter. It's right there on fucking Twitter. Where is that? I just get tired of this shit. So this is the most recent one, and this is like after years of shit here. Let me see. Oh, I gotta. This is the one that's on Twitter. Can I full screen it? Yeah, this is like right when it was getting bad. No one told you what to do, but if you want to make shit worse, we can keep it up. You are being the most selfish person I've ever met. Now, keep in mind, this is on, it was on the air. This is when I was on the air, and I was told the day after, I'm like, okay, I should probably delete this video because people are getting pissed about it. So I'm like, oh shit, okay, I probably should delete this because I was getting a bunch of like SJW people trying to cancel me over it. And I was actually off of Twitter that week too. So I was off Twitter that week, right? Because I had a suspension for, oh, I said something sarcastically to some fucking SJW. So I said something sarcastically to some damn SJW. I can't remember what it was. So I got a 10-day suspension, week suspension on Twitter. Right. So I got a week suspension on Twitter. And then I put out, then the Snyder thing, I had a migraine that day, I remember. And then I made a chocolate mint cake with, because I remember saying I wanted to suck frosting off of Tim Pool's fingers, and I still do. And I made it with the frosting and the Girl Scout cookie thin mints on top. So I remember this day because it was St. Patrick's Day, and I remember thinking, I'm not gonna do this other thing. Jesse, my eyes are closing, but I just send some love and support before it. Miles Entertainment is Jesse Milestone. Well, thank you. I'm gonna be up for where are you? Thank you so much, Jesse, from Mindless Entertainment. Excellent. I'm sorry I had to go fucking public with everything, because now I'm like, that was the thing. I was like, I don't want to hurt Jeff and Jesse because they're not involved and they're not bad guys in this. They're not shunning people and being dickholes. Xenomorph Skull Hunter, what was Jeff's response? Jeff's not involved. Jeff's a good guy. He's neutral. He's not involved, and he's, you know, I don't want freaking. Why is Tom talking shit about Anna on Jeff's stream when fucking Critical Drinker does the same thing? And it's like, you're, what the fuck? This is enough. Enough, 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 enough. It's like, for fuck's sake. Enough. That was my last straw. That was my last straw. I'm like, this is enough. Enough. You're taking shots saying it. Now you're trying to cancel Anna because she goes and draws over shit because you say it's fucking worse. Are you kidding me? Like, that was the last straw. I'm like, you know, you talk shit about me and I'll keep silent for as long as I can. You try and break me and Rob up. You try and say he can't be seen with me because they're a bunch of snow. No, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. Why doesn't Jessie have a wrench? I have no idea why she doesn't have a wrench. Because you're never on my channel. And moderator. You're never in chat. I'm never in chat anywhere. The only bad guys are the SJWs who wants to fight each other. Exactly. I want to fight each other. But this shit, you did this to yourself. Rob told you not to put that clip in there. Now we have to distance ourselves because of your stupidity. Fuck you and fuck your horse that you rode in on, you piece of shit. What the fuck? This is abusive. This is abusive right here. And this is the same type of shit he was doing for 2 fucking years. And I put up with it and put up with it thinking that I had to because I was supposed to be beholden to this community. So fuck this shit. No, no one told me you were going to have to distance yourselves from me. This is gaslighting and you're an abusive piece of shit. How dare you fucking say this? So no, Tom, you don't get to fucking say this to me. And I wasn't even responding. I was live on the air. And he says this is without context. I can give you the fucking context if I sync it up, if I still have the video up. I think I still have it there. You did this to yourself. Rob told you not to put that clip in there. Now we have to distance ourselves because of your stupidity. Don't you fucking tell me I'm stupid, you piece of shit. Don't you fucking tell me that. Stop blaming others and get over yourself. I wasn't blaming anyone. I said, you guys are treating me like I'm a goddamn blacklisted pariah. Again, this isn't the first time they've done it, by the way. It's been a few times. It's been a few times. The way you treat Rob is abusive, and he's put himself and us in a position we don't want to be in because of your mouth and inability to take anyone's advice. Yet you're constantly telling others what to do. I've told Tom, you know, if he wants content on his channel to make a video, because he always wants to leave. Like, he's left it. He wanted me and Rob making videos on the channel, like Clownfish, for a while. And I think we did a couple. I think we did, like, a Batwoman one and a Doctor Who one for a bit. And you know, if Rob has a problem with the way I treat him, then he'll tell me. I'm a bitch. I'm a bit bitchy. But don't fucking put him in a position where it's him or me, because you never want to... First off, you don't have seniority. He was there before you, and you're throwing a fucking temper tantrum about this shit. I said, Zack Snyder, father of the year, should have his feelings hurt. But I said it with a censor bar. And I said he should have his heart hurt and the words twist him or something. And I bleeped it because I thought it would be funnier. But no, these fucking snowflakes are so butthurt over it. Stop blaming yourself and others. And we don't want to be in because of your mouth. An inability to take anyone's advice. You insist on telling others what to do. You talk about not being an employee. Well, what about the slave labor you get out of Rob Constantly? Okay, first off, what the fuck business is it of Midnight's Edge After Darks of Tom's? What Rob does on anybody else's channel when Tom can't get his fucking ass off of other people's streams to write a script for him. Because Tom can't write scripts because he's practically illiterate, as you can see here. Oh, by the way, I wasn't really actually paid, you know, maybe $15 a month for Midnight's Edge After Dark. I was doing it as a way to hang out with Rob because I had a crush on him and I thought he was cute. And he is. You should have left him alone and now you're bringing more attention to it because every time I say something or do something, I'm blacklisted, I'm shunned, I'm treated like a fucking pariah, I'm extorted into being silent to protect these people. These people, and this is verbally abusive right here, you said that was stupid, you think others are just going to bend over for you because you decided to burn your own house down, fuck that. You don't get to fucking cross the line, right? This, you keep going, you're going to come off like Mundane Matt. You're going to make others a bad guy. You know, Tom's the one who probably stirred up Mundane Matt in the first place. He was probably in his DMs sending him all that shit to make him crazy. Go fight this person. They said this about you. Because that's what he does. He gets in your fucking DMs and he tells you to go fight people. He told me to go fight Jesse Milestone. He's told me to fight a lot of people in the fandom. He sent me videos on Mundane Matt telling me to go fight Mundane Matt for him. So this, I wouldn't be surprised if Mundane Matt went crazy because Tom was sending him shit in his DMs. You're just gonna make it so Matt or some other tool uses it against you. No, because you're the one who was sitting there being verbally abusive, demanding my boyfriend distance himself from me because you guys are so butthurt that you can't be seen with me over the Zack Snyder comment. And you're acting like a bunch of cancel-happy access media snowflakes. You talk about enough is enough. And I didn't even respond to this. I was live on the air. And I have not responded to this since. You talk about enough is enough. You don't even realize the shit I go through and done for you. And I sat in an airport waiting for his ass in Vegas for like 4 hours, 6 hours. I can't even remember how long I waited. I've put my channel on the back burner to make sure that After Dark has a set schedule when I was on there. I went out of my way to find stories to round up people. Rob, that's how we ended up started talking to each other so much because I was told and pitted against Rob that I was told that he never did anything, that he was the one dragging his ass. That's what I was told. So I started saying, you know what? I'll take initiative. I'll go to him. I'll say, hey, are you going to do a stream? What do we do? And he's like, I'm here. I'm waiting on Tom. Oh, really? You talk enough is enough. Don't realize all the shit. Well, I've gone through a lot for you too. So get off your fucking high horse and get over it. If you don't care about this stuff anymore, as you keep saying, move on to something else. You're obviously not happy doing it. Here's the thing. I'm not happy doing it for other fucking people. I'm not happy doing work for other people just to get shunned and excommunicated because I need the approval of the rest of the community before I make a video or open my fucking mouth. I'm not going to put up with that shit. I asked you not to do one thing. You went out there and you didn't ask me to do shit. Nobody said not to put that in there. Rob said he wouldn't have said it. Nobody said or asked or did anything. Nobody said or asked to do anything. And I think this was what he was referring to, this might have been. He didn't want me to go public with it because it would make him look bad again. How many times have I gone public after a big fucking fight with Tom? There's been a couple of them. There's been a couple of them. Like, dude, get over it. Get over it. So that might be the thing. And I can't deal with this shit anymore. Well, I'm not dealing with being abused, the gaslighting. I'm not doing the fucking shit for you. I'm not going to be beholden to you in the community. I'm going to do my own shit. Rob tried to tell you how to handle this, and you refused to do so. So nothing. Well, Rob said, "Oh, let it blow over and just ignore it and delete the video, and what? And be silenced because I said something that the community all got really butthurt over. At least some of them. You know, the channels that I guess are access media." Did you see his post? No, I blocked him because I'm tired of this shit. No, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm done. I'm tired of it. Rob tried to tell you how to handle this and you freeze. No, Rob. Okay, Rob. Don't put Rob in the middle of this. That's the thing that's so disgusting. You don't fucking put Rob in the middle. If you have a problem with what I said and it's like, oh, well, this is where you cross the line, then fucking have some balls and tell me to my face. Don't tell Rob to tell me that, oh, we can't be seen with you. You're deplorable. Fuck you. Fuck you. I don't want to be seen with fucking access media shills. Fuck you. If you're going to be that butthurt, fuck you. Stop pretending you're being canceled. You did cancel me. You just shunned me out of the fucking community. I'm not allowed to show up streams. I am derenched. I am, you know, I get people yelling and bitching behind the scenes if I show up places. Fucking Tom threw a goddamn hissy fit when all I said was I would love to be on Friday Night Tights. If that's not fucking blacklisted and shunned, then what the hell is, right? I'm not allowed to. Oh, because that's their friends. So I'm not allowed to follow the community. Fuck these people. I'm tired of it. It just gets bad. It gets annoying. It gets old. Notice taking away your channel is pathetic. You need to quit. You're making shit worse. Don't tell me I'm pathetic. That's abusive right fucking there. That is goddamn abusive. Crude Buster, it's not my beef. Not interested in dragging this more. You surely saw this behind the curtains. No. I'm not going to lie to you guys about it. I'm not going to lie. So basically, just verbally abusive, gaslighting, blacklisting, all this bullshit. And I'm not allowed to call out these channels when they're actually being hypocritical. I'm not allowed to fucking call this out. And I get threatened. Oh, you're going to be like Matt Jarbo. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm going to handle it any way I please because I am not beholden to the cult, all right? I am not going to bend to the fucking whim of what the channels that control everything, because unless they actually control something like Rewriting Ripley says, do they actually control something like Rewriting Ripley says? Do they actually control something? Do they? That's what it seems like. To be fair, Anna, that Star Wars girl, has a lot to answer for. I call her out only for calling everyone that goes to the film festival. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about with that one. But that's the thing. That's the thing. I'm just tired. I'm just tired of it. So that is why I'm just, you know what? You don't want to be associated with me. I don't want to be associated with your bullshit. You guys are bullshit and you're fucking, you know, if you're going to blow up with me for calling out this shit, oh, I shouldn't even be associated with you. Why? Why? Is Gary going to throw a temper tantrum and get you off of fucking Friday Night Tights now? Because what? You were seen with me on the High Council? See, that's the thing. Rob's not allowed to be seen with me on my channel, but Tom can be seen with me on the High Council. So what? You're just trying to break me and Rob up? Is that what you're doing? See, this shit needs to stop, and I'm not going to fucking let it happen. And that's why I don't care about bringing it in public, because I am not going to lie for these people. I am not going to bend over. I'm not going to pretend, because I think you guys deserve better. You deserve better than to have all of this bullshit behind the scenes click drama shit infesting your viewing enjoyment, right? Because people are going to go where the clicks are, and they're going to go where the flow is, and they're going to go where the channels are. And it gets tiresome. Basically, Warner Brothers made DC turn against NERDA. WB told DC NERDA is deplorable. WB signs DC's paychecks. Totally unfair. Was she working for DC? That's shitty. I didn't know she was working for DC. Daniel Hall just came out. Happened. Long story. It's a long night. It's a long night, but I get tired of it, and I get tired of the hypocritical double standard. I get tired of hearing that the same people who support Gina Carano want nothing to fucking do with me. All right, but what Gina said was so deplorable to some of these people, so what I said is deplorable to you. What's the difference? I didn't hurt anybody. You're the only person who could be hurt is Zack Snyder. Maybe the courting will report on this tomorrow. Hey, he can get in my DMs if he wants, and I will talk to him. But that's the thing. I was thinking, how do I fucking say this? Do I send this to somebody? I need to say, I need support. That was the thing. I needed some support. It was happening. I'm literally at, and I'm just hearing about this. Jane and Weena. Well, thank you so much for the super chat. Nothing. I'm tired. I'm tired of the BS. I'm tired of pretending like there isn't a blacklist when there is. Right. I'm tired of pretending like people are morally superior when they're not. Right. I'm tired of dealing with like the very same people who want nothing to do with me because of the Zack Snyder comment are gonna kiss the ass of the big streams on YouTube, even though they're sitting around body shaming people. And I have proof where people are just like sitting there complaining about, you know, this is body shaming people of this other podcast. And I can tell you exactly what date it is, you know, and I don't want to out the viewer who said it, but you know. Physicality channel. In my opinion, the focusing on the problem only feeds the problem. Just do your own thing and let the universe sort things out of your control. That's the thing. It's like if I put a public statement, this is my goal here. I wanted to publicly say, enough. I'm done. You're going to stop trying to extort me behind the scenes. You're going to stop trying to control me behind the scenes. I'm not your fucking puppet. I'm not your bitch. I'm not your chew toy. I'm not your anything, right? I'm not somebody you can control and silence and intimidate, and I'm not somebody you can kick around, and I'm not going to be silent just because the team says so, right? I'm not going to, you know, if I see stupid fucking hypocritical behavior, I'm not going to just be quiet about it because it's coming from this side, right? I'm not gonna just say, and it's just bullshit. It's just bullshit. Time to make MySpace great again, right? I know you said it's probably, I don't know, you like said the Snyder cut. Oh no, it's I said I was a bitch and I said Zack Snyder, father of the year. And I mocked him and I said he should have his feelings hurt, and I did, he should have it, you know, the writing crop twisted into his heart, and I censored it. So people would, you know, because I wanted his feelings hurt, like he hurt the feelings of the people who raised $100,000 for him, for his charity. And that was too much for them, because apparently that was enough to make it so that they never wanted anything to do with me. And okay, all right, fine. I'm dealing with some people who aren't part of my tribe, because my tribe are the people who, I don't know, have the punk rock attitude to realize that when you're saying something, you don't actually mean it. When you're saying something on an entertainment YouTube channel like that, you obviously don't mean that. That's a reaction for a comedic response for some people to be like, yeah, fuck that guy. And then you move on with your day. You get your aggression out. You get your hurt out. It wasn't meant. And seriously, why are you simping for Zack fucking Snyder? Jane, I mean, I'm sorry I won't work. Wow, I need some sleep. Just, ew, my incoherent sentences. Don't worry about it. Well, thank you, Jaden Whedon. I appreciate it. Buster, you can still count with my +1 bonus strength against trolls whenever you're in the situation that will bleed until you've had enough. I've actually just silenced all the trolling, so I don't even see it anymore. I'm much happier without that. I don't need to argue. Sometimes I'll clap back at something. Sometimes I'll be like, and boop. But I'm trying not to dogpile, because then I'm trying to like kind of follow some of the more professionally things. I mean, you know what? I'm done. I'm not gonna fucking lie for people. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not in the clique, and I know I'm not in the clique. Oliver Zack Snyder, and to be fair, his comment is a bit mixed up, and it was Warner Media that told him to do that. Exactly, all that because they're trying to protect him. Meanwhile, I mean, this guy's what? Like, why are you simping for Zack Snyder, who probably, what? He's part of PETAwood anyway. I mean, he's just kissing ass to Warner because he wants a job. He cares more about working in PETAwood than he does about the charity, right? And did he even just set it up as a tax shelter for all we know? We don't even know. They didn't hate on Zach for a month after the Geeks and Gamers situation. Yeah, except I was the one getting the shit. And because I called it out and they said I'm so deplorable, then they got even pissed, even more pissed and even more triggered. It's all fucking Tom talking shit behind the scenes to everybody. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it, you know? And I know that there's other people, and I'm not going to out the other people who have issues with him. But fuck, I'm in a goddamn support group with people who he's been shitty to and canceled. So for fuck's sake, like, and if they want to come forward, they'll come forward. But for fuck's sake, I'm not going to out them because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stand and fucking fight my own fight. I'm not going to make Rob do it for me. I'm not going to pull him into this. And yeah, damn it, it's not fair to tug of war Rob between me and Midnight's Edge. Just fucking cut it out. If you're going to be pulling that shit behind the scenes, then I'm going to bring it public because you're fucking with my personal life for a professional channel. Tom's watching. He was there, and now he's yelling at me to listen to the truth. It's cute. He saw I was there, and now he's yelling at me to listen to the truth. Well, you've seen the truth. I know. He saw I was there, and now he's yelling at me to listen to things. Jesse, go to sleep. Go to sleep. I'll talk to you when you're awake. Go to sleep. I don't want it. Well, I'm out of the high council. I just got tired of his shit. I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry. I just got kind of tired of it, and then I just called him out for the bullshit, because he started going off on Anna now. So he starts with this shit of, like, so he's there. We're talking about the J. Scott Campbell Spider-Man cover, right? And how he said it was worse for Anna, that Star Wars girl, to redraw like other people's stuff as a professional artist, because that's like taking shots at, but they are professional artists, right? So she's redrawing like a professional Marvel finalized thing, or, you know, like a High Republic cover or something. That's a finished piece. That's a professional thing. That is no different than when the Critical Drinker, who is a professional author, calls out really shitty writing in things. That's no different than him calling it out, doing it. It's no different, right? It is somebody better and more talented saying, here, I can do this better, and here's the critique, here's how to fix this, right? Because these are professional artistic fields like comic books or movies or films or books or any of that stuff, right? The fact that you take one stance and not see the hypocrisy in it, I'm going to call it out, right? And this, oh, well, we don't want people to think we're you know, hypocrites. Well, you kind of are. I mean, you canceled me, like, and you dropped me like a hot potato after the Gina Carano thing. Or not the Gina Carano thing, but stand up for Gina Carano after what she said. You canceled me like a hot potato after the Zack Snyder thing. That guy's hurting now. I can't sleep. Must drink more beer. Hello, Reddit Trucker. Oh. It just gets tiresome. Tom going after Anna will damage his YouTube career. The bigger YouTuber will probably cover this more if this keeps up. I don't want people canceled, but I also am not going to fucking lie and pretend, oh yes, everything's that hunky-dory, shucksy-doodle. You're not trying to break me and Rob. You're not trying to do any of that shit behind the scenes, are you? Fuck my ex. I already had him say, oh, Tom's calling, your boyfriend's calling. I'm like, I'm not dating that shit, my ex before Rob, even, because there was just getting so much drama, and I was so tied to and beheld to, and oh. Tom's claim he even paid $1K or something. Maybe in total over, I don't know, 2 years? I don't think it's been that much. I can look it up. Let me look it up. Let me look it up, PayPal. We can look up a total. He's on damage control. Thanks, DK Sparrow. I can look it up. I can look it up. But no, and like I said, I wasn't there for the money. I was just there for, you know. Excellent! Yay! I was there to hang out with Rob for the most part. What am I looking at? What am I doing? Well, where the hell am I? Okay, we're going here. And thank you so much. You know, I don't care. It's just getting old. And I'm like, I'm tired of it. You don't get a fucking deal with this shit. You don't. How dare you put Rob in that situation? Like, seriously, how dare? How dare you? Where's the search result? I can look up exactly what I've been paid, I think, over the years, in summary. Which is, you know, a couple of scraps here and there, I'm sure. It's been a little here, a little there. Not a shit ton, though. Oh, and I can't find. What's that? Spring. Payment received. What the hell is this? Oh, that's Teespring. Okay. Like, what the hell is this? I don't know. I'd have to look through it. I don't know how to sort. Oh. Yeah, sort. Mm-mm. We should report on this tomorrow. Quartering, Clownfish, Tim Pool can report on it. And then I can go and flirt with him because I'm tired of being torn with shit. I'm tired of this shit. Tim Pool. Oh, he doesn't know any. He doesn't know our community, I'm sure. But that's the thing. I get tired of the blacklist shit. I just get tired of. So I've got 150 right here for the entirety of 2020. Yeah, I got proof of 150 for all of 2020. So I mean, bring it. So here's the thing: I keep records and receipts. And I record everything. So, yeah. I've got for all of 2020, 50, 25, and that's here. Now, anything in Super Chat, I don't count as, you know. But then again, I'm not, there was no set in stone sort of, how do I say this? I can prove from Cat Productions, but it doesn't say what it's for. But I can prove right here that all throughout 2020, I got, let's see, a $23.97, a $48.25, $50 even. No, I sent that. That was a birthday present. Fuck YouTube Super Chat Tax, happy birthday. I sent him a $50 birthday thing. So all throughout 2020... I made less than $100 from Midnight's Edge, according to this, which I can prove, because that's in my PayPal receipts. But anywho, Tim Pool follows and knows he has Ian to keep track of his stuff for him. Oh, Ian's cool. Like, I think Ian gives too much like shit. I don't know. I like everybody on there. It's like Lydia is such an enigma. Like, let me talk about Lydia. I am fascinated by her because I want to hear more of what she has to say, and they know she's so quiet. It's like I want to, you know, she's one of those people you just want to give her a hug and say, speak up, just speak up. don't let her railroad over. Just speak up. So I want to hear more of what she has to say because I think that. I don't know. I think she's probably one of the most important people in that whole compound, to be perfectly honest. But she seems very educated. And she seems very compassionate, and she seems very intelligent. And I want to hear more what she has to say, because I like it when Ian kind of goes off on his little hippie tangents, because it's kind of cute and fun, and it's kind of like, I'm like, I get that stuff, I get the hippie references. It's kind of funny. So I like watching their show sometimes. But then again, like, I will just have it on the background when I'm doing something, so I don't actually hear it, which is terrible because I'm trying to, like, learn these things, and I hate politics so much. Oh, they make me so mad. I hate the tribes, and I hate the team sports of it. So I hate politics so much, but I'm trying my best to kind of learn this stuff because it's interconnected with the entertainment stuff that I'm trying to kind of... Because I love my escapism. I love being out of my... I love being kind of in a little fantasy land sometimes. I love, you know, unplugging. I love escaping into something. And if you're fucking up my escapism, I want to know why. And I'm somebody, like, I want to observe and get like I'm gonna watch politics channels for a couple of years before I even fucking weigh in on anything one way or another, I think, because I want to have a super informed decision. Like, I will over research it. Sad thing is, with something like that, my brain always kind of jumps back to, well, 5 years ago I was listening to the little Mr. Tinfoil Alex Jones over there, and I think he was right, and I'm scared that he was right, and I'm scared he was right. That's what I'm afraid of. Mm-hmm. Stop saying, to be fair, I will try. So I watched that. The only reason I'm here is the entertainment stuff is still connected to the politics stuff. That's the problem. And, like, how do we get rid of that? Because it is no longer, like, the more I see this stuff and the more I observe and the more I compare... Because I have a very unique talent of being able to kind of separate myself from humanity in a way. That's why I say I'm an alien observer to your world. Because I think I might be... I probably am on the spectrum in some form. Only I've never been tested for it. I was tested as having a very high IQ. But I'm also very... I have a lot of impulse control. And I know that. And I'm working on it. And I have a lot of anxiety. And I have, you know... I'm probably bipolar. I think it's getting worse. So I try not to take sativa anymore. I try to go with indica so I'm less crazy. Now, anywho. So I get this uncanny ability to kind of separate myself from humanity and see things outside the box and see things from... And I still kind of get to be a victim of, you know, tribe... Where I will say or do, like, I'll pile on Kathleen Kennedy because it seems like the most reasonable person to blame for Star Wars. She's in charge of the company, so of course she's to blame. And yeah, I'll make one too many Kathleen Kennedy videos or Rian Johnson videos when, you know, it just kind of snowballs, right? But I'm trying to be better than that. I'm trying to kind of step outside the tribe stuff, and I can kind of see how both sides do a lot of the bullshit. Stop labeling yourself. Who cares if you're a liberal or conservative? Stop the fucking labels. John Rio 16 says, I don't like the labels either. I don't like the labels because I find them to be too absolute, because there's too many shades of gray with all this stuff. So with any, with the political spectrum, with, you know, with any of these things. Bipolar Bear, Sander Hammerslag. Her and JJ. Centrism is a lie. Everyone's greatest fear is that Alex Jones is correct. That's what I'm afraid of. And the more I step in and see this, like, the angrier I get. So I can only stand so much. So a lot of the time I'll just have it on in the background. That's what I was talking about. A lot of the time I'll have it on in the background. And then I'll hear, oh, and Star Trek. And I'll be like, oh, he's talking Star Trek. Oh, I know Star Trek. Did you guys? Okay, I gotta shout this out. I just watched the Red Letter Media Star Trek trivia. That was really funny. They uploaded that recently. I watched that. That's funny. Watch that. I love that. I miss watching the YouTube shit that I like and having to kind of be betrothed and be, attached to the community. Like, I miss being able to go outside the community. I miss, you know, like, because there's a bunch of shit. Like, it feels like if I watch Angry Joe, I'm not allowed to because Tribe says no. I'm like, I like Angry Joe's shit sometimes. I don't always agree with him. Why am I not allowed to watch his shit? Because you don't like him because he said something. Yeah, he said something one time I disagree with that I said, oh, fuck you over. He's a human being and I still enjoy his content quite a bit. All right, I'm still going to watch him. I probably watched him more after, you know, people got mad with him in this community. I'm like, I'm still going to watch Jim Sterling from time to time, even though he's... He went a little funny, didn't he? Did Jim Sterling go a little funny? I think he went a little funny because now he's James Stephanie Sterling, which is kind of awesome. Jim Sterling is now a pro wrestler or an amateur wrestler, transgendered amateur wrestler. You know, more power to you. You went a little crazy and I respect you for it, but holy shit. I don't always watch him, but I've watched him a couple of times here and there and stuff, and it's like, okay, I just gotta, let's just skip past the wrestling commercial. Tell me what you thought of the game. I think he went a little funny in the head. You know, and I miss watching the channels that I used to watch, you know? Because I don't, like, why can't I watch this? Or, oh, because they canceled this. I don't care. I don't fucking care. Get over it. I'm gonna watch the channels I'm gonna watch. I'm not gonna fucking stay with a fucking tribe that is gonna, yeah, like I said, I would rather have 20 people watching me being true to myself than lie for 5,000, right? I think that's what I'd rather do. And there's a lot of stuff, like, I regret doing some videos, right? I regret doing videos I don't care about so much. I'm trying not to do so many I don't care about. That's why you're seeing fewer videos. Because I'm like, I don't really care about this topic. You know, are there some topics I kind of like, all right, I'm interested. I'm interested enough to click the article. They'll be interested. Or there's sometimes I'm like, I want to give this to you guys because I know you subscribe for, you know, this or this or this. But if it's something that I'm like, they don't even subscribe for this, I'm not even going to bother. Like if it's some, oh, there's some cartoon that, you know, no, none of your viewers are, then I'm not probably going to make, so sorry if I'm not going to make a video, but oh, well. Michael Thomas, I'm out, Mecca. Seriously, back out of this and keep your dignity intact as best you can. Come back with us tomorrow with a truly fresh and... Well, that's the thing. That's why I'm doing this, for my dignity. This is for my dignity, because I can't have dignity if I'm letting some people fucking bully, you know, Rob into not being seen with me and trying to fucking hold me hostage emotionally and verbally to where I can't fucking say anything. Really? Really, you don't know. That's why I'm doing this for my. This is for my dignity. I wouldn't be able to look at you guys the same if I just. Oh yes, everything's fine. Metallic Madness 85. Angry Joe is just very misinformed and naive, but at least he's honest about his opinions and games and entertaining. You're right about that, and you're free to watch what you want. Mm-hmm. Matt Decker, I don't like you watching you being triggered. I like watching you being honest. Chuck Norris, 8mm stunk. We describe because you're real. Thank you. Hairspray guy says, stay safe and stay healthy. I'm probably going to wrap pretty soon. It's 3 a.m. Oh, shit. It's 3 a.m. But, you know, I'm tired of, if you aren't pissed, Clint Matthews, if you aren't pissing people off sometimes and you're never saying anything worthwhile. Right? And I'm always a rebel. I'm punk rock. I'm not going to be told what I can and can't say and do because, oh, the community doesn't want... I don't fucking care. Fuck that. I don't care. If you're going to be mad at me, then that's a you problem, right? Guess what? Say it. You shouldn't say that. Say... Because, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Hell, I probably shouldn't be doing this, but then what am I going to do? Just be sitting here going nuts in my head because, oh, I can't say this. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, you guys are still mad. Oh, if I try and get into the community, I'm going to have people pissed at. See, that's the other thing. When you tweet out and you try and get invited somewhere, then they're all pissed at you. Oh, we can't be seen with you. Fuck off then. Then don't fucking play act and pretend like everything's great. Don't do this silent shunning shit. Grow up and grow a fucking pair and be, you know, seriously, man up and say, look, we're too fucking triggered by what you said, so we can't be, so we're going to cancel you. Because we're a bunch of cancel happy snowflakes. We're too fucking triggered by what you said. And we're hypocritical and we're going to stand by Gina Carano when they canceled her ass. But we're not going to stand by you when you said pretty much something that was only hurtful to one person. Only hurtful to one person. You said you shouldn't have said it even. You deleted the video. apologized for it. And now we're just going to never speak to you ever again. So if I'm already getting the consequences of never of being shunned and excommunicated, that's the thing. I'm already getting the consequences. So what the fuck am I doing? I'm just driving myself nuts being silent about this shit. I don't care. I owe you guys better than that. I owe you guys better. It's 1840 in Australia. I have no idea what day. You're like the middle of, you're like in Saturday, right? Chads are, whether you streamed this or not, Tom dug his own grave for me on the High Council. He let his mouth write checks his ass can't cash about you, about Anna, etc. That was crossing the line. It's like, you know what? Say what you're going to fucking say about me behind the scenes. But seriously, when you're being hypocritical with, you're holding Anna to a different standard as Critical Drinker. I love them both. Love both channels. Just admit it's a fucking hypocritical thing, right? Oh, we can't even be seen with you. Fine, then don't. Then don't, right? Then don't. And I expect Gary to cancel your happy ass off of the High Council or Friday Night Tights because that was what you were worried about, right? Oh, that what, for some reason, Andre's balls are in Gary's pocket? Is that what it was? That's what my understanding was. But then again, Rob didn't tell me. I heard that from somebody else. So for fuck's sake, who are all these people telling? It's like, what the hell? Who's actually in charge of this fucking community, I wonder? That's what I want to know. And then there is a blacklist. It's a big click and you ain't in it. That's like, it's like, I don't know. And that's the thing, Keely Chow. I love everybody in the Phantom Menace too, but man, if I gotta like kiss people's boots, and if there is a king somewhere, I'm sorry. You're gonna have to run that by me because I don't worship, I don't kneel, I don't. The real friends will show themselves in the situation. Baron Feed says, "Oh, I know. Well, that's the thing. I didn't want to do some big thing. Because I do have, like I said, I have a support group behind the scenes of people who have been in the exact same shit and situation. With the exact same person, mind you. And I didn't want to just out them. Because I stand by them, and if they want to come forward, I will fucking be out there to be right behind them with brass knuckles. Figuratively, you know, Minecraft, obviously. Because we'd be on stream and we wouldn't even be in the same room. But I'll be right there behind them if they want to come forward, right? And I know it's the middle of the night. And I get it. Warrior Fury, still at work, stuck away. I sub to you because you're real. And don't blow smoke up our ass. It's beyond refreshing. Much love as always. Thank you. Thank you. Your fans are here. And I know. And that's why I'm like, you know what? I don't want... It's like, why am I being quiet about this? Why am I letting this drive me nuts? Why am I letting this fucking hold power over me? No. If you got a fucking king that calls the shots, if you got a fucking ruler that's calling the shots for everybody, then I need to fucking be on the payroll. Because I'm not controlled by these channels. I'm my own fucking channel. And unless is rewriting Ripley right? You guys do have a leader. You do have somebody who has a set goal and they aren't out there recruiting people. If you guys actually have that, then you do, huh? Oh, okay. Fuck that. I'm canceling myself. I'm disassociating with this bullshit. You can't cancel me. I quit ya. Can't cancel me. I cancel you first. I got my window. It's a million degrees in here. I'm dying. I'm fat. I could have been sorry about that. Thank you so much, Matt G. Don't be sorry. This is a new day. This is a new era. Welcome to the punk rock rebellion of the fucking sides. Zack Snyder's The Phantom Menace. Curse Shacks 3666 says. Zack Snyder, man. See, I knew it was trouble. Also, collagen. I've heard collagen is good for you. Oh, this is awful. Oh. Zack linked the Phantom Menace to a violent extremism, and then they defend him. And then they ostracize others on his behalf. You gotta be kidding me. That's what they did. They were so triggered by what I said with the Zack Snyder thing. I've even had people, like, they've asked me for the Oh, and yeah, it's out there. It's out there. I said it. And I said, and I'm not sorry. Because I don't like fucking being bullied into submission. Especially by people in my own community. Some metal. You gotta be. Feel more Skull Hunter. I recall Jeff Daniels' rant on the Newsroom. Where he says, you know why people hate liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so fucking smart, how come they lose so goddamn all his thoughts? I don't remember the scene. But see, I mean, I'm pretty liberal in my thinking. I think gay people should be married if they want. I think people should be allowed to change their gender if they're, you know... I would say 18's a great age to, because you I mean, tattoos, drinking, smoking. 21? Maybe 21. Do 18. You're legally an adult, so... Once you're 18, if you want to change your gender, great. Have fun, you know. I would love people if people had, like, psych evals before they, you know. Same thing with plastic surgery, though. You have psych evals before some of that, if you have a good doctor. You know, because, I mean, that's a huge life-altering thing. I can't imagine what some people go through. That's wow, you know. I can't imagine, because I know there's a lot of transgendered people who watch me, too. I'm like... I can't imagine to know what you guys go through. I can't imagine to be that uncomfortable in your own skin. So, you know, I don't want anybody to think that I'm, like, anti-transgendered people or anti, you know, because I'm just tired of the groupthink. I'm tired of the stereotype. Like, people will stereotype you to think, you know, oh, all people of this group think this way, and they don't, you know, and then they get mad and they call you slurs if you just think something different, and that's where we're at. Metallic Madness 85, plus they knowingly ignore the fact AH is in that movie just to shill on it, despite them making tons of videos about her before. Who's AH? Oh, Amber, just to shill on it. Oh, fuck, that's right. Amber Heard was in the damn movie. I forgot she was in that. And that's the thing. I've always kind of took the stance of, you know, I'm happy people are getting the Snyder Cut. I think I've always taken that stance. I'm happy you got it, but I don't care. I don't care. And that's the other thing with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. I don't care about Johnny Depp. That's the thing. I'm not going to, like, trash that Umbrella guy for making, you know, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard videos. I think that's awesome. He found an algorithm, right? I love that. I'm never going to trash you for making, like, the same video over and over. Not the same video, but, like, the same subject matter. Because I know I rode the Captain Marvel train. I know there's a lot of YouTubers who ride the train of, you make the, and that's how you grow your channel. And that's great, right? But I'm not going to jump on the Johnny... Like, I don't want to. I think I've made a couple of videos about it. And I think Amber Heard's a shitty person, but I'm also not a fan of Johnny Depp. So if you don't support Johnny Depp 100%, you kind of have this impression that, you know, maybe I should just keep my mouth shut. Because I don't support Johnny Depp 100%. I mean, I think he's getting a shitty end of the stick with this stuff. But maybe they were fighting and they were toxic together. Because, you know, I've certainly been with people where I'm not myself. Lunar Vision, did they dock his pay? I don't think they pay him that much to begin with. I don't know. Van Feed, I love how liberals yell, don't label me, and then proceed to yell all the labels they demand you use for them, right? Lord. Mary Amber, the Australian comedy singer from Twitch. Oh, I think they're talking about Amber Heard. It's like, I wish I found something that I was that much of an expert on to make a video, like, to just to kind of dedicate the channel to be one topic. I don't have that dedication. I am like, oh shit, if I could do that, if I could, like, make one topic, if I could find, like, one video to make it, you know, because there's, like, UFO channels that are awesome, and there's, like, all this. I wish I could do it. People are happy with the Snyder Cut. That's fine, but I'm not interested enough to care. The Snyder Cut is such... It was so boring. I couldn't even stay awake. But then again, like, I'm kind of at the point where all I really watch anymore are coin pusher videos. love those. Of coin pushers, of UFO catchers, you know, the little claw machines in Japan. I love those. Like Dave and Buster's videos. And I listen to Beanie Man in the morning, and I listen to Styx at night. Because I find it, I don't know. I find it kind of soothing to hear intelligent shit that I'm not hearing. It's not like, and Kathleen Kennedy is getting fired, and Gina Carano's gone. I don't care anymore. I'm going to make a video on it. I don't want to hear, you know, another opinion. I'll just make my own, and I'll tell you what I'm thinking. But I do watch Jeff's stuff, because he's, like, really funny, and he's got a good, yeah. Because Jack of all, master of none. I have ADHD so bad anymore. Lunar Vision, gotta be up at 8. Well, thank you for being here. Xenomorph Skull Hunter. So it's perfectly fine for Snyder to literally spit in the faces of fans who raise money to help him. But when you say something about it, shills don't like. Re. Oh, and they've been doing nothing but trying to fucking shut me up for weeks. They've been trying to fucking tell, you know, they've been saying, oh, well, Rob can't be seen with you. He's my, yeah, how? What the fuck are you going to do when he's out here? Are you going to be so pissed at him that he's not allowed to be on my videos? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Really? You're going to hope that, like, you're going to try and drive a wedge between us because you don't like what I said? Believe me, we've discussed it. He wasn't happy with what I said either. He wasn't happy with what I said either, but we discussed it like adults, and we didn't pull this fucking cancel happy shit, and you didn't hold it over me for 2 months. Barb Rogers, a.k.a. Loma Sunburn. Thank you so much for the super chat. Chris Williams from Reed Comics. They're bad for you. Chris Williams from Reed Comics. They're bad for you. They're bad for you. They're bad for... Comics are bad for me? I think I'm missing... Is that a name of a... From Reed Comics. Reed Comics is a brand. They're bad for you. They're bad for you. I don't know. Holding Girl. There's been a few Snyder movies I didn't like. Cancel. Oh, well, I said I did the Father of the Year comment like a bitch because I was stupid and I didn't realize it would hurt people's feelings. See, now, like I said, I think I might be a little on the spectrum because I can kind of not gauge when the best of my ability was. I crossed the line when it was a personal person, a specific person instead of a random situation. Like when George Carlin says, you know, some rich C-word doesn't want to eat fucker. Right, when he says something like that. But then again, when, you know, I saw Gwar, they pulled up a puppet of JonBenet Ramsey and put her on a spike and had their way with her after she was dead. So, pretty tasteless, but kind of hilarious at the same time. And I bring that up all the time because I'm like, you know, maybe my gauge is off. Maybe I said something kind of stupid. Maybe it was a little too shocking. Sorry. I said something too shocking. Get over it. It's going to offend people. I'm going to offend people. Not everybody is perfect. Not everybody's perfect. Oh, Lord. His YouTube channel is funny as fuck. Okay. I'll check it out. Dune rolls my eyes. I don't like Dune. Eric Sprays. Eric, it was a good comment. Oh, it was the comments. Norm Blythers. Thank you for showing up. I saw your super chat or your Streamlabs yesterday after the fact. I'm so sorry. I didn't see it when we were live. But I'm taking a gummy in your honor because I don't have booze right now. Citrina 7. My Fifis are okay. It's like you're supposed... Like, I think the point of the joke was, ooh, yeah, that's how I feel too. I feel like getting back at him verbally, you know? That's what it was with the Snyder thing. Because I'm like, you just threw 100... Fucking give me the money, you piece of shit, Snyder. You don't fucking want it for your goddamn tax shelter. I'll take it. I can fucking use that. I need a new laptop. Ah, oh, Lord. I'd rather watch Howard the Duck 50 more times than seeing the Snyder Cut, Redneck Trekker says. Does she stream on Twitch? I do stream on Twitch sometimes. I do. I will be streaming something. I mean, I'm trying to do like maybe a Friday Twitch stream. I'm going to try and set up a schedule. Sounds like high school. Oh, God, I know. And I'm too old for high school. So, you know, I'm going to put it out there. I'm not the bad guy in this. Stop fucking gaslighting me. Stop getting in the fucking verbally abusive shit. Stop getting in the DMs. I don't want to hear it. I'm blocking all of them. They're all blocked on my channel. I'm just done. So I don't want to hear from them. I don't want to deal with it. Like, I would welcome anyone into my group of friends, and you're cool in my book. Thank you. Yeah, and I, you know, do I feel bad for it? Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize people were going to be, you know, really, really offended by that. And like, okay, so I didn't mean the people, I didn't realize people would be offended. Holding it over me as, like, it's the thing that I will never get back anyway, right? That's why I'm talking about it now. Because it's the thing that they've been holding over me now as the one thing that I crossed the line. Really? Really? That's the one thing that I crossed the line on? Because it looks to me, because I've been saying for a while, it seems like there's a blacklist. It seems like nobody's, you know. Has anyone seen the picture of JonBenet Ramsey and Ghislaine Maxwell behind her? I have not. And I can't say those names because they're going to get me. I've seen the movie Promising Young Woman. I have not. If so, do you think it's propaganda? I have not seen it. I haven't seen hardly anything. Craigie Pants were too old for high school. We are Mecha Dice Clay. I feel more like Onision, but then they canceled him. How to cross the line. Oh, that Zack Snyder Father of the Year comment. They got super mad by it. I'm like, dude. All right. So I'm supposed to be canceled indefinitely for that, but cancel culture's bad. Gotcha. Okay. I'm too punk rock to fucking just sit down and take it. I'm not shilling for the man. I'm not fucking kissing ass at corporate Hollywood. I'm not out there bending over for fucking access to directors. If people like my shit and want to be on my channel and say, you know what, you're controversial and I kind of like that, great. Let me know. Send me an email. There's a lot of freaking bands that I love that I would love to talk to. There's people I would love to talk to. I don't feel like I should be out there begging people because I would feel weird doing that. I would feel weird. You know, like, I want to ask people. I do want to ask people. But then I'm like, I don't want to be access media. I don't want to be show media. I don't want to cross that line and get like I'm too big for my britches. I don't want to have these... You know, and I don't want to be like, oh, and this celebrity talked to me and now I'm going to have my script sold and be in Hollywood. I don't want that. I don't want to feel like, you know, I don't want to feel like I am, I don't want to go Hollywood. That's the thing. I don't want to be a tattooed millionaire. How about that? I was just listening to that the other day. It was not as bad as I remembered. That song, if you know that one, then you're an old school metalhead. Norm Blyders, thank you so much for the super sticker. I appreciate it. And Barb Rogers, thank you so much for the super sticker. That was enough fighting. I got a new poster. I got a new poster today, and I should not have gotten it. And I feel stupid for buying it, but it was an impulse buy. But I bought Migos, and I bought all kinds of shit. And I bought He-Man Masters of the Universe figures. I bought all kinds of crap. I bought a poster. It was an All Valley Karate Champion one. And it's got Daniel and Johnny. What, Danny? Cancel me. I mixed up in the name. Daniel and Johnny. Grown up from Cobra Kai on the thing. I'm losing my geek cred. I can't even get their names right because I'm dumb. Why are you so indifferent on the Snyder Cut, Justice League? I thought you were a Batman fan. I'm a Batman fan from the 60s. I didn't see any of the new movies because I don't really care about Batman past Adam West, you know? Freaking Batman back in the day, they had like Chad and Jeremy on there and stuff. Didn't they have a crossover? Didn't they have Bruce Lee on there from the show he was at? Oh God, I'm so tired. So I've been shopping lately. I'm an idiot. Super Friends is a cartoon. But no, I like the old 60s Batman show. I don't really... Oh, I saw a Twitch follow. Or I heard a Twitch follow. Do I not have my Twitch things on? But thank you for following me on Twitch. I do have Twitch. I'm going to try and stream more over there. But no, so when you come to my channel, you know what? I think after this, I don't really want to, unless people really want me to get on and discuss it or something or whatever, but after this, I'm like, you know, I'm my own thing. I'm not dealing with this bullshit. Stop trying to convince Rob that he's got to, what, he can't be seen with me. That's a real shitty thing to do. He was Kato, Green Hornet. I knew it was like, I'm like, I almost said Lantern. I'm like, it's not Lantern, but I'm too tired to know the difference. But no, I never saw like the, Man of Steel or the other Justice League. I didn't see the Justice League. And I didn't see Batman v Superman. I didn't see that one. So I saw Aquaman and Wonder Woman. But I like Batman in the old days. That's the thing. I'm not the hugest Batman fan, but I like him in the old days. You know, I really, really like that show because it was campy and fun. And it's like everything. Because to me, comic books are like 1960s, even though I was collecting in the 80s. Like to me, like the quintessential comic book stuff are like 60s and before, when it was super bright, super colorful, super campy, super cheesy. And then I love the EC horror too. So like the 60s Batman kind of reminds me of like all the Archie books I was collecting back then. Just the similar times. It's the times, right? It's this family-friendly, G-rated, PG times where you weren't worrying about identity politics. We weren't seeing swearing. And I swear like a Statler. You didn't miss anything. I don't think I did. Batman 66 is considered Elseworlds. It's not canon. It's a classic Hairspray guy. See, I'm not a canon freak or I don't know. That's not the right word. I'm not an expert on any of that. Like, I wouldn't even know what canon is in Batman. I know, like, the 60s TV show. I am no expert in the superhero stuff. I don't try and tell you any other way or any other ways. I'm losing the ability to speak. I'm losing. Did you last stream on Twitch 3 years ago? I did not. I last streamed on Twitch about a month ago or about 3 weeks ago. I'm sure it deleted it, though. It probably only has old. What's my most recent? It's probably been longer than a week. Videos. Yeah, Senran Kagura is my most recent. So it's been more than a week. You gotta remind me to get on that. I've gotta get on. Oh god, Rackets is live. Cuckold Simulator, oh no. Why is Arcade alive? Rift Tracks always live. Oh no. Yeah, I haven't been live in more than... Or I deleted it. I might have deleted it. I'm not sure. Nathan Norman, I miss that too. The 60s had the best comic heroes. Everything in media is cool and creatively flowing. And blood in their veins. They did. It was like, even up until the 80s even, everything was like new and exciting. And everything was like, ooh, what cool thing can we get into and buy and do and explore? I miss that. Okay, my last videos on demand on Twitch are from the news. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's probably the last ones I've saved. But I have been on probably this month. I last did a stream with Mary Mayhem. She came over and raided. And I think I was playing the coin game. So she came over and raided. And I'm like, I'll get on Discord with you guys and race you in Mario Kart. So I did a Mario Kart stream with Mary. Excellent. Wow, thank you so much for the super chat. Are you a fan of Knight Rider? I was when I was a little kid. I don't remember it. I haven't seen it since. And I don't remember it. But I watched it when I was a little, because I liked the car. So I remember watching that. And I remember watching, what's the other one? Battlestar Galactica, the old one, the good one, like the old campy cheesy one. So I like that because I like to, that's another one, like I like to just have that on in the background because I love the sound effects. I love the style, silence stomping around, you know, stomps on by your command. I love the way it sounds, right? And then I like the new one for completely different reasons. But like the old Battlestar Galactica and the old Star Wars stuff, it had a sound that it's like putting on your favorite record. I think I almost like the sounds more. It's like putting on your favorite record, you know? I can go back and listen to, like, you know, putting on Battlestar Galactica or Star Wars has the same feeling of going back and listening to anything I was into, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, almost. Cool, I missed that stream. I gotta do more. Nathan Norman, I blame Alan Moore has deconstructed superheroes and no one bothered to reconstruct them afterwards. Use some ghost hunting once all this koof was over. Just a thought, maybe. Stream more with Pete, he's nice. I like streaming with Pete. I was gonna get on with him tonight, but then I set up this stream because I'm like, okay, this is enough, dude. Not Pete. Not Pete, but you. It's 11 days away from our 8-year anniversary on Twitch. Oh, God, don't remind me. Oh, don't remind me. Don't remind me. I should probably wrap here, though. It's 3:30 in the morning, so. Wow, late night crew. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. I'm probably going to privatize this. Everything's on Twitter. I'm not deleting it. If you sue me, you'll regret it because it's all right there. It's all in public. And if you got receipts for $1,000, I'll take it. But I don't think that's... yeah. That's not a lot now, is it? Anyway. The original openings for the theme of BSG is better than the reboot. I like it. These Mecha and Pete streams are interesting. Well, we do those sometimes like 12. So this is like when we take off anyway. But it's 10:30 in the UK. Well, good morning, UK. Good night, US. I think I'm going to sleep pretty good tonight. I got a lot of shit off my chest. So it's better to water your plants and not your pants. It is, unless you're a squirter. Oh, don't say that. Cancel. Oh, that's bad. Cancel me. Cancel me. Where's my canceled? JPRPH1. Thank you so much for the super sticker. I appreciate it. Oh, but good evening, good morning, Maya. Ooh. My throat is going, so I'm going to get some honey or some chloroseptic. But thank you. See you on the next video. This first, you so late in stream of the night. No, I've done really late stream. Like, I've been doing late night streams with Pete, but my notifications aren't going out. I have a video coming tomorrow, but I'm going to make a thumbnail tomorrow for it tomorrow morning. So, but thank you. I will see you on the next video live stream. Just don't get everything off your chest. The jiggle cam will never work again. You know it will. But thank you. Privatizing might be a good idea. A good shout out. I probably will be privatizing. But thank you so much. I will see you guys later. Bye. Where's my end card? I'm tired. I can't even talk anymore. Bye. Thanks for watching. If you liked it, make sure to hit that like button. And if you want to see more, don't forget to subscribe. See